beer. Oh. Better fresh than never on the Perfect Pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Indie Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
I am Nick.
I'm Matt. I'm sorry, I'm staring Mikey in the face tonight, and I don't know how I feel about this.
We have a reversal of mics.
I try to sit at 90 degrees from either of them, so I don't have to look at either of them in the face. I just stare at the moose head neon over yonder.
That's what she said.
Stare at my moose head.
She's never said that.
So, back to having a podcast.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about craft beer culture. We're going to talk about beers to look out for and ones we were caught drinking. And we have a portion of the show, which is half the show, is when the listeners take over. And first, we have guests this week.
Yes.
We have very special guests, both returning guests.
I don't know.
So we don't have to go through all your beer history and stuff. Randy from Delta Pacific, the greatest craft beer distributor in the valley.
Which, oddly enough, not from the valley.
Now you're making all my cheeks blush. You guys are stuck.
Look at him. He's getting shy now.
I know.
They're technically valley.
That's something funny, but then you...
Are they?
There's what, Tracy?
There's Sacramento in the Central Valley.
Yeah. Do you not know what the Central Valley is?
No, they're in Stockton, Manteca.
Manteca, that's
we are moving to our big Manteca warehouse where we're going to have everything cold.
Manteca gets plenty.
Next door to Hobby Lobby.
That's kind of...
Is that the new location?
Yeah, well, the Costco is what I'm hoping for.
Oh, the Costco. Costco.
Yeah, I need toilet paper distributed to me, like, on the plenty.
Good Lord, man. Lay off the burritos.
It's all the
burritos and IPAs late at night.
It's all keeps things moving. Beer.
Also, from Dust Bowl Brewing, Turlock, California, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
Welcome back, Scott.
Thank you very much. Figured I'd bring some beer down for you and come enjoy the evening and drink some of it.
Yeah. And some beers we were drinking before we started here. We opened up a Hobo Pilsner from Dust Bowl Brewing. A nice little six-pack. We don't usually have to have a whole six-pack of something.
Sometimes you need a sixer.
Yeah.
Well, I figured we were going to have to wait for Matt, so we needed to crack open some beers.
We couldn't start right off.
This hobo's drinking aggressive. All right, though.
And it drinks well. It's a super nice pills.
Drinks well with others. By the way,
we all know that Matt loves the taste of a hobo in his mouth. So
No, I mean,
don't try to justify.
We have to deal with hobos all the time in the back alleyway. And
I bet you do.
Make deals all the time.
So much better.
You know, I got to admit, I am a little ashamed to admit this. We were down in L.A. last year for a conference, and we were walking down the streets of L.A. and had samples in our backpack, and there was a gentleman sleeping on the street there. We made sure to leave him a hobo bottle.
There you go.
Little peace offering.
I wonder how offended they'd be if you're.
Oh, what are you kidding? Yeah. He woke up to a free beer. He wasn't offended.
This looks nothing but like me.
In fairness, you guys
he's
have
like I want
the,
my money.
Why lie? I need a beer. Here's a hobo beer, by the way.
you guys don't have the guy swimming in the dumpster on the bottle. You have the guy that just like hopped on the train.
You're right. We do have the Woody Guthrie looking hobo there.
It's upper class.
Is the dumpster swimming beer going to be the new Tioga Pilsner?
Ooh, hot. Dumpster swim.
Yeah, dumpster swim Pilsner.
Dumpster swim pills.
I'm outnumbered tonight. I'm just going to sit over here.
Don't need your
I'm not going to lie. I've been drinking for a minute.
So as we pointed out, if you're going up to Sacramento and there's a big, huge building off of exit...
It's off of Folk Earth Avenue. Yeah, immediately to the west there.
That's them.
A gigantic monstrosity that has sprung up from the dirt. And I hear there will be beer coming out of there.
It has that big arrow that says stop here.
Yep.
Wonka-style beer river flowing through the brewery.
We figured it was too hard for you guys to have to drive a mile off the freeway to our taproom downtown, so we just make it really easy access.
Parking's horrible downtown.
They actually had to move the freeway over 2 inches because they're building, but, you know, whatever.
Google Maps would find a way to mess it up, so.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Besides that, Hobo Pilsner, we also We have three crowlers to go through from the hotness brewer in
you mean the
state.
Worst brewery
oh I mean yeah yeah California. Yeah the worst brewery in the state of California, as Paul say
Fairfax.
Yeah, it doesn't want anyone else going there. Field work
wants to keep it a secret.
Yeah. He's trying to convince.
I think the cat's out of the bag on that.
He's
one
talking to everyone he knows, saying make sure to not go to field work.
Paul, I agree, so no one go there.
Nobody go ever there. Yeah. Go there.
We're Paul, I'll meet you there so we can pick it out front. Yeah,
don't come here.
Yeah.
Don't come here.
Stay away.
Morning time.
Fill my glass, but stay away.
Don't worry, guys. I'm drinking it all for you.
Hey, I'm taking one for the team. I'm going to take as many kegs as you got.
We're just going to shotgun these crowlers, get them over with.
Yeah.
Morning time, breakfast out.
Shotgun and a crowler. Yeah. Wow.
Shotgun a crowler. Oh, well, you never done. Oh, you Northern Californians don't do that.
Northern Cal. We're not Central Valley enough for you.
Well, I don't know.
Churlock drinks all their beer with their pinkies out. So knock it off, Nick.
Ooh.
All their beer is in teacups with their pinkies out.
So this morning time from Fieldwork, guys.
Smooth. For as big of a stout as it is, I'm not usually a big stout guy. And when you add coffee to it, I'm expecting that assertive kind of bitter tannic finish on the back end. It's really nice and smooth.
Socks are off.
Your socks are off.
Socks
Nick,
are
the
off.
Stout guy, is impressed.
Boom.
Matt.
It's somewhere between very drinkable and super very drinkable.
So, Matt, as a breakfast stout with coffee and everything, how would you compare it to something local?
I wouldn't.
Oh, you wouldn't? All right.
Matt's smart. He's been doing this for a few years.
This ain't his first rodeo.
Everybody has a coffee stout. Like, everybody serves French fries. They're all, you know,
they're
edible.
Delicious. They're all delicious.
No.
I love French fries.
Since Wendy's switched from their wedge cut, they're terrible. Carl's Jr. fucked up their fries. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of places that fucked up.
Thank goodness
their fries.
Foster's will never, ever,
they better
ever
not.
Change.
Crinkle cut
fries for life.
I'm still old school McDonald's French fries.
Oh yeah.
Well, they sprinkle crack on them. So.
That's exactly.
I'm a Burger King French fry guy. I love their French fries, and
I knew
much
you were
that's
a horrible
it.
Person, and yeah, now you just yeah, confirmed
you know,
it.
You know what?
Hey. He does it for the sea salt, guys.
Oh yeah, because it's healthy.
Sea salt.
Oh yeah, they had like a healthy line of fries came out for a little bit there. It was not healthy, but like it was reduced.
That's like
reduced
the person who goes to
reduced
Burger King to order a diet
extra.
I think they all should use bacon fat to fry every single fry.
I did bring you something.
What?
There's a Kind bar, so be kind to us.
Bacon fat fries.
Are you trying to say
hold
I'm
on,
drunk?
Randy's all, inventing, recreating history right
we
now.
We also had a quickly had a 6-point resin, too. I don't think.
God damn it, son of a.
Stupid beer brewer in his job. Messing up his hobby life.
That, yeah, that was sent to us by Stuart's dad, right?
Yeah.
Drink. So I understand. You guys had to drink it. It was getting old.
Yeah.
You know.
Got to go for it, bro.
That was my first 6-point beer.
What?
Very enjoyable. And resin was aptly named. It definitely had just some slick hop oils on that.
Top three ranking Northeastern beer brewery is
I'm just
6
pissed that you guys told me it was a Red Bull and I pounded it real quickly. Because I do not feel the energy right now. My wings are shot.
Wow. I'm pretty energized.
You guys are
dude.
Jerks.
Sorry. So
in the greatest way ever.
So it's time, before we get into culture here, it's time for something to get opened here. So what do we got here, Scott?
This is Twisted Monk. It's a newest bottle release from us. It's a spring 22-ounce bottle that we're doing. It's a Belgian-style Abbey Ale. Nice kind of mahogany color. Sweet and tart cherries added during fermentation and post-fermentation. Real smooth, you know, with the malt backbone that it's got on it, it gives it a nice sweetness. But the Belgian yeast kind of, the phenolics in there and a little subtle clove come in and kind of complement. And then the cherry just really kind of helps finish it off. If you do tart cherry, you get too much tart. If you do sweet cherry, it tastes like a cherry pie. So we did both of them to hopefully kind of balance it out a little bit.
All right. Nice. Mm-hmm. And this was sent to us in the coolest packaging ever.
Was it?
An all Dust Bowl packaging. Well, it didn't have, I don't think it had enough box. But it had, I've got it up there. It had this specific little padded carrier that the bottle sat in. It had all the news release. It had marketing with it and everything. Wow. It was the coolest beer we'd ever been sent.
Cool. I'm glad you guys enjoyed that.
It sounds like someone loves their beer and takes care about their beer.
Yeah. See, somebody.
Look, you got a handwritten note from Michelle. I don't even get handwritten notes from Michelle anymore. Oh, she just flips me
off.
We're
going to frame it.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, you, here's your note.
Here, I got something to tell you. That came from Michelle, our marketing director. I got to give credit to her. She was very excited about us coming out with a new bottle, and I told her we were going to be coming down seeing you guys, let her know that Lauren, our Bay Area rep, is a big listener of yours, so she wanted to send you a little love.
Thank you, Lauren, for getting the Crowlers.
So the only thing that could have made this beer better is either if we had opened the box and or opened the bottle if the Cherry Pie song started playing. just in case.
Hey, you have beer.
I'm doing research right now.
Oh, okay.
Well, research beer in your mouth.
Does that say farmers.com? What is that?
Farmer.
Single
farmers only.com.
That's probably what it says.
Hey, don't judge him, man. There's some hot girls on that commercial. Yeah.
He said something about his pick fork. I don't know.
Pick fork?
Pitchfork. I don't know what it's called.
Right. So we got that going around table. Ooh, man. I get that cherry pie.
Yeah, cherry medicine. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. That's absolutely a concern when it comes to cherry and beers lots of times, especially if it's a little bigger. You know, this is a little over 7%. Sometimes with that alcohol and that cherry, you're right. You get that that cherry secrets cough drop flavor that you don't want. This is nice and smooth.
I get that whole cherry in a pie. But not like not pie-y, but it's very reminiscent.
You guys have had our beers before. Our brewer's always very influenced by traditional styles, balanced beers. We do some big beers. We do our triple IPAs. You know, we do some extreme stuff, too. You have to anymore in craft beer. But this beer was kind of inspired by Castile Rouge, which, you know, classic Belgian-style beer with cherry to it. It's one of our brewer's favorite beers, and he wanted to do something that kind of was offshoot of that. So, again, a nice balanced kind of Euro style from Dawn.
It's quite lovely.
This would definitely be one to drink now and one to drink, one to sit on.
Absolutely, yeah. This, like you said, it's the first time we bottled it, but we've been brewing it for a couple of years. Actually, it used to be known as Cherry Picker, so for some of you. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a winery. There's a winery out there that shall not be named that has the name Cherry Picker already, and so it's that typical craft beer trademark law that's been going around for the last few years.
That's a perfect name for a valley beer, too. Oh, damn.
Yep. Actually, it was a beer that we released here in Fresno at Spokeasy for our 5-year anniversary. We did 5 beers for 5 years, and Cherry Picker was one of them. It was the first time we brewed it, and we had it on tap at Spokeasy for the first time ever.
Damn. Well, let's get into a little bit of Dust Bowl news. So we've talked about you guys expanding when it was just artist renderings.
Sure.
So what's it look like now, your big expansion in Turlock there?
It's a big, scary building that's going to make a lot of beer. it's awesome. That's, we're looking at 32,000 square foot. It's 5.5 acre plot of land that they built it on. Yeah, it's pretty big. About 2/3 of that under the roof is going to be production space. We're stepping up from a 10-barrel brew house to a 65-barrel brew house. We're going from a 2-vessel system to a 4-vessel system, so we'll be able to have multiple brews going at the same time. Fermentation tanks are 200-barrel tanks as opposed to the 10-barrel tanks we started on, and then the few 20s that we added, and then the few 30s that we've added, and the 160-barrel bright tank we have. I mean, you could fit more than 3 of our current bright tank into one of these tanks that's at the new place. Really nice bottling line. Everything that we're doing is made by a company called CFT out of Italy. Been doing state-of-the-art bottling lines for the brewing industry for quite a while, and they've been starting to do brew systems for, I think, the last few years now. They've got a couple in Europe. They've got one American brewery, Jack's Abbey, over on the East Coast. And then us will be their first American brew house on the West Coast.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And also, huge tap room, 150 seats indoors, 150 seats outdoors. Once all the landscaping and everything's done, nice outdoor beer garden area for people to be able to just come hang out. And right off 99. So, like I said,
That's very... very purposeful, I assume, to be picking that spot off 99, or that just happened to be a good spot?
No, absolutely. Our owner Brett can tell it better than I can, but the amount of cars and trucks that go by that intersection every single day, and the void of, we felt the void of, we're between Fresno and Sacramento. We're between LA and Sacramento. We're outside of the Bay Area. We just feel like, right there on the freeway presence, craft beer kind of destination spot to bring people in and come do tours and shop in the gift shop and taste the beers and hopefully stay the night in a hotel in Turlock and maybe go out to another local restaurant and, spend a little money in the local community. There was a lot of thought process to it.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a destination spot because I went and saw the building, absolutely gorgeous. And yeah, people are going to want to stop by there and spend time and visit things in Turlock because it's a cute town. Go downtown and visit the little Dust Bowl restaurant and everything there, too.
So is that staying your downtown location?
It's the downtown, especially that Main Street corridor. I mean, you guys have all been to our place before. Has really kind of revitalized over the last 5 years as far as the restaurant and bar scene. And it's not just bars. It's craft-focused bars, whether it's about cocktails or about the food or about the beer. Kind of that Main Street in Turlock is really doing doing the Central Valley a little bit of justice on the food and beer and wine and cocktail side of things. And we don't want to leave that. We don't want to pull our local fans all the way out to the freeway. We know for that first couple of months it's going to be new and they're going to want to be out there. But we fully expect that the tap room will kind of remain our public presence and our local fans will still be there. And the people that are coming in and, oh, look, there's Dust Bowl. I've tried their beer before. Let's go check them out. Hopefully bring some more people to try craft beer in the Central Valley.
I super hope that any future travels I have, assuming I'd be a passenger, that could be a new lunch or dinner spot. Either way, lunch on the way up and dinner on the way back.
Well, you're always welcome to come and have lunch and dinner with us, man.
Yeah.
Even if we're just barbecuing at the brewery, you're always welcome to show up.
Ooh, all right. I got the snossages.
Industry people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The indie bar out back.
I just start flashing my t-shirts. Cool guys, industry.
Industry. Good. Yeah, just let me.
That's right. Industry, bro. I clean kegs for a living too.
I know how to clean a keg, bro. Sanitizer. Well, right? See, huh?
Now they'll just look at me and be like, "Oh, I know Scott." Well, which one?
Yeah.
Like, damn it. No, I know Kevin. Okay, there's like 10 of those. Damn it.
Numbers 2 and 37.
Whichever one's more important.
Well, it's funny, all the guys with the same names now, everyone's just kind of morphed into having their own nickname that everyone answers to. Yep.
And something related to you and to Randy here. So how will people outside of Turlock in the Valley be getting such beer from all this beer coming out of this gigantic
store?
Who brings it to the store? Like hobos bring it to the store?
Yes.
We tried that. Hobos are not the most dependable employees.
They keep getting stuck on trains and
change them, bro.
They can only carry so much in that little knapsack in the stadium.
Here's your six pack. I'll be back.
You can't find a hobo to guarantee cold.
They're all at the Tioga dumpster outside in the alley and everything. And we're like, distribute the beer elsewhere, people.
I'm distributing it right now.
Distributing through my face and his face.
Is cold transferring this right now.
But on a serious note,
we've got 7 distributors right now. We're currently rolling out a new one in Bakersfield that I'll be meeting with tomorrow and Friday. And
big game.
Is his name James?
Is his name is Big Game James? No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, it's Jason.
Oh.
Whoa, guys. A little bias on your distributors in Bakersfield, are you?
The ones that
give us Modern Times.
We really only
waiting
know two
in the
guys
fridge. Well, I guess you don't want the Modern Times waiting in the fridge. The Big Game.
Oh, is that your Modern Times hookup? Is Bakersfield?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's everybody's hookup.
It's either Jess from Save Mart. Or it's Big Game. Those are our two guys.
Wow. Well, if you guys got this, that will cost only plus. Be your distributors.
Oh. Randy, have we told you how good you look today?
Yeah. And, once more, and it'll be good.
I love the...
Just so we can clarify, Delta Pacific will be distributing Modern Times come May-ish. No. It used to be April-ish, but it's May. I'm going to be on the phone tomorrow. To see it.
Here's some culture. They're launching in Portland before us.
Oh. Hey. That is because no one loves the Valley, and we are trying to bring him to the Valley.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't get in the Valley. So you calm yourself there, bearded brewer.
My tits are calm. All right.
Start brewing some Modern Times then, buddy. Modern Times will be hitting the Valley, or at least where I distribute from Lodi to
3BZ exclusive.
East Bay, come May time. Yeah.
Okay, wow. So Popolo's needs to hurry up and fix their
Popolo needs to get their shit together and get some like beer and pizza.
And then we get
flowing.
Modern Times and Popolo's pizza.
Oh yeah. Lord.
This is the greatest.
Well, you know what, until then, there is another great pizza place out there, Michelangelo's in Clovis.
Calzone and some Modern Times.
Yeah, who told me to say hi. So hi guys.
Hello.
When it comes to modern times in Fresno, it's much like Fulton Street. I'll believe it when I see it.
Oh, ouch.
Well, trust me, you'll see it around town, but the fresh stuff will be coming May.
Oh, so you're saying Baker still gets all the crap?
Yeah. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that Fresno gets the stuff from Bakersfield and eventually gets scrapped.
So they cold transfer it in Bakersfield and then it comes up here?
If cold transfer is a hot truck, then yes, that's
a hot truck driving up Highway 99.
I mean, the cab's probably conditioned.
The grapevine in August.
Yeah. It's on a flatbed truck coming up.
Pretty sure the driver is cold as hell right now. Yeah, driving it. But
well, does he at least keep it up in the cab when the air conditioning and stuff?
I don't know. I don't even distribute it yet.
Come on.
I just told you, May.
This is not good enough. We need more.
Wow, this turned really quickly.
Yeah,
so you guys are a little too passionate about
Modern Times.
That's
what you get for picking on people early, man. You put a bullseye on your back.
Yeah. I love gold.
I'm looking forward
Scott
to
it. Scott's just randomly opened a beer. So,
there's got to be some more Dust Bowl beer that needs to be drank. So back to that and their distributors.
Is it fresh, though?
The what?
The Dust Bowl beer. Is it fresh?
It will be.
The beers you're drinking right now are, that's for sure. Yes.
Thank goodness.
And soon it's all
We've gone way
fresh.
Too long without any fresh.
Delta
Pacific.
I agree.
Yeah. All right, so let's just get down to brass tacks, guys.
All right.
How far do you guys think Fresno State's going to go into the
turn?
I'm taking Sweet 16.
That's
not what we're talking
about. Sweet 16, bro.
I'm taking him Sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
Yeah, you guys... Beat Utah and then move on, huh?
Yep.
I'm going to go Final Four because I love my Bulldogs.
Yeah.
I want you in my bracket.
And
everybody
else, I'm Randy from Delta Pacific, and I love the Fresno Bulldogs, so buy my beer.
I'm pretty sure I'll figure out what you guys are talking about tomorrow when that game's on.
We're talking about lacrosse, Matt.
When people are either cheering and or crying.
It's the March Madness Quidditch tournament. Aren't you aware of it?
Love me some Quidditch.
So, Therapist Mustard, I wanted to throw that out there. Make it a thing.
Therapist Mustard. Man, you want a mustard that bitter, huh?
Yes.
All right.
When has mustard been nice?
No, you're right. Mustard's got an assertiveness to it. I just don't know if hoppy bitterness is what I would go for. I could see doing like Russian Imperial Stout.
Ooh.
All right.
What's your favorite mustard right now?
Therapist Chili Sauce. Just throw it in the back of your head. Ooh. Let it roll around a little bit.
No. Anything chili sauce I'm down with.
All right.
But no.
You shut me up right there. Yeah.
It takes a lot to shut him up too, huh?
The only other beer mustard I've had is Stone has their Ruin 10. It's a curry mustard.
So, all right. I've seen the Stone stuff. I've had the Sierra Nevada for a long time. Has had a line of the Stone Ground mustards. Yeah. I think they've got a stout, a porter, pale ale. Yeah. Yep.
I think you guys are in that category now. You might as well just start making mustards. And
we got to get a brewery open and hopefully make a little money on it before we worry about getting into the mustard business.
Instead of getting this giant brewery open, let's make some mustard, Matt.
Mustard plant.
Wow. No.
What is?
We already have a hard enough time focusing on what we're supposed to be getting done.
What does every table in Turlock have? Mustard. Who could it be? You guys. Thank me later.
That's very true. You know what?
Mic drop. Bye, Matt.
You're onto something. I bow to your superior product knowledge.
You mustard
is there,
up some
is there any more mustard news we need to cover?
I don't even remember where the original conversation started. But
I'd like to give a quick mention to Cayucas hot sauce, if you guys have never had that.
It is actually pretty damn good hot sauce.
The most amazing, is it really? Hot sauce.
Yes.
I'm definitely a fan of hot sauces.
Yes.
If you don't have it, I don't care about
it. If you're in Cayucas, go anywhere. Pick up some.
I'll go home and get it.
Are you saying I have to go to Cayucas to get this hot sauce?
Yeah. You do.
I have no place to go.
Or Morro Bay.
Except home with my wife and kids.
At least that's got bay in there.
If you don't get it before June, I will personally mail you one. A bottle.
I want it to come in a really nice package, kind of like we sent you
with a bit
of marketing material. I want a handwritten note in there.
All right. Yeah. I'll make it happen.
Done.
Yeah.
All right. Then I'm going to make your mustard, damn it.
Yes.
So, Randy, you have some a culture item you wanted to discuss.
Drop a bone.
I did.
It involved two breweries coming together.
Oh, bro.
You totally called dibs on this piece of news.
I have no idea what you're talking about, by the way.
Wow. All right. Well, let's talk about
what
anything
what
else.
Wait, no. Were we talking about the...
Who has the blues?
Somebody buying pink
Oscar blues.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, yes. Bro. Beer culture.
Oh, yeah. I thought that we have another news, too, but I'm not going to bring that up now, then, right. Since that wasn't it.
We don't want to know about your latest disease, Randy.
Oh. Well, IPAs, STDs, they're all initials and
that's
whatever,
right.
acronyms and whatnot. But, I just... I'm hoping that we start getting Cigar City here in the Valley since it got purchased by Oscar Blues. Yeah.
So was it an outright purchase or did they merge and form one of those?
This was a
North American Brewers type company. Okay.
Yeah. No, this was a the people that own Oscar Blues purchased Cigar City.
It was a full out purchase?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last I saw, it was like 60 million, but
and
I mean, I haven't been on like Facebook since I started.
So then they probably bought out the wasn't there like a private money firm?
Some equity firm?
A private money firm owns Oscar Blues,
right?
And I was gonna say, there's a number of your favorite local breweries that
they're
are owned by equity firms now,
yeah, but. That doesn't upset people, but I wonder if Oscar Blues did buy it, I wonder if they bought out that share too, because it's kind of like, well, you can buy this much of the company, or if you pay them off, you could buy everything.
Well, crap, guys. You guys put me on the spot, let me look it up real
You could
quick.
Alpine
Talk
it.
To the Google.
Yeah.
Google, tell me things.
Oh, no. Google, no. I go to Facebook, because it's totally more reliable.
Absolutely.
They can't put anything that's not true on the internet.
I was just going to say that about the internet, and Facebook's even one step more true.
Oh, see, when Mikey brings the red bag out, that's the mystery beer.
He usually tries to sneak that in. No, no, guys, just don't pay attention to that.
No, don't look at me. There's nothing happening over here.
And then he goes, whoopah!
So nobody, do we care? Do we not care about this?
What was it, a bunch of places closed?
We're moving on.
I have
on.
High hopes for Cigar it because Oscar Blues still seems to be doing good things.
Yeah.
Even though it's an equity firm and not another big giant beer conglomerate. They still care about the environment. They still make quality beer. And Oscar Blues is everywhere now, which is really cool.
Yep.
To me, they're still ringing that we're still independent, Bill.
Yeah.
Thinking, yep. We know. We agree with you. You're cool.
We'll have to keep and they make spikes.
Matt is tired of people reminding them they're independent.
Hey, guys, still craft. It's like, yeah, no, I know. It's cool.
Well, this the whole environment that's been created over the last year, year and a half in our industry has kind of fostered that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, people lost their minds when all of a sudden, you know, Heineken came in and purchased Lagunitas, or you know, or Firestone Cells, or you know, any number of the names. So I'm sure a number of craft breweries are ringing that bell more than they used to, because mm-hmm. they've been put on the defensive and are having to, you know,
yeah.
they got to stand up and say that they're still independent, because their customers are some of the most informed spenders in the country right now as far as the product that they buy. Craft beer customers know more about who owns their brands, who makes their brands, who sells their brands. Some craft breweries, I'm sure, have felt the need to make sure that they don't get lumped into, you know, mm-hmm. what a certain segment of the population is deeming as sellouts.
And I hella respect them for that. I don't have a problem with that, Matt.
The way Scott worded it, not just because I like him, but that was a beautiful way to word it.
That's right. Got to remind people sometimes, like, hey, we haven't been bought out. You can like us.
I mean,
you can like
it. Well, and I don't even necessarily think that some of the ones who have sold did the wrong thing. I do think that, you know, as far as craft beer industry goes, some of the buyouts were not beneficial to the craft beer community or craft beer culture as a whole. But I also think some of them were good mergers and were smart business decisions. Mm-hmm. And they're still going to continue to make great beer, and they didn't align themselves with somebody who is predatory towards other craft breweries. So I think some of those buyouts, people need to cut them a little slack too. You get into business to make money.
Right.
One day.
Yeah, exactly. Even in the beer industry, at some point you hope to stop buying tanks and hope to some numbers in the black as opposed to the red.
What I'm curious about is that, if this is going to be similar to Green Flash Alpine kind of thing, where Green Flash, you know, started brewing Alpine beer.
Sure.
And it didn't seem to be the same, in my opinion.
Mm.
If Cigar City is now going to be brewed in Colorado.
Makes distribution easier.
It does.
From a business guy's standpoint.
Oh, yeah. Does the beer change at all? The hub in the middle is
way better than the hub.
It absolutely will change. If it's brewed there, it will tweak a little
bit.
Right. Will it? Just because it changes, is it worse? Are they still brewing quality beer, and are they still...
That's the question I'm asking, is like, is the Green Flash brewed Alpine as good as the regular Alpine?
We had that comparison.
Yeah,
Did you guys do that?
I don't listen to you
thanks
guys.
Thanks to Mr. Mike Sardina.
I only listen to Howard
yes,
Stern.
Yes, Randy, we know.
The clarity of them was different.
I read a couple articles about that exact same thing, showing, you know...
Yeah.
I mean, even not just clarity, but... their color
side by side. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Mike and Nelson side by side. I think, or was it Nelson? Or
it was Nelson.
Nelson, okay.
Yeah, well, we had side by side.
And then the Green Flash might have won out. Actually,
yeah. If you didn't know that you were drinking Alpine, I mean, if you poured those two beers, if you poured the Alpine Duet brewed mm-hmm. by Alpine and the Alpine Duet brewed by Green Flash, and you poured them side by side blind, and you didn't know one was Green Flash and one was Alpine, would you drink the beer that came from Green Flash? Did you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it executed mm-hmm. to a standard that you enjoy when you're consuming the beer? That's the most important thing. Beer's going to change from time to time. I mean, Christ, Hops of Wrath, our beer has changed countless times over the last 6 years. And every brewery you guys love, their recipes are constantly being tweaked.
Don't tell me that.
With hop contracts and constantly striving to improve, you know, what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's just like a chef in a kitchen. He doesn't just make it the first time, and because that's the first time you tasted it, he stops trying to improve it. He's always trying to improve his product. So
it's true. I got to hang out at House of Pendragon on Saturday, and I was talking to Tommy. Mm-hmm. He was actually there in his own place. And he said that very same thing. He said simply scaling up his recipes have changed him ever so slightly.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a concern we have with the new brewery. I mean, going up to six times the system, can we make therapists taste the same?
Yeah. It's Tommy brewing them. It's not like he gave them to somebody else to brew.
No, yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, I've done nothing but change the size of the vessel it's cooking in.
It's right. not just multiply the right. Vessel by, you know.
Yeah, you can't just one-to-one.
It, yeah, it's not a linear.
No.
I mean, your hop utilization in a larger batch is much more efficient. Your mash is going to be much better.
Yeah, so for him to say that, I get the green flash thing. I don't know how you could keep them exactly the same without same water, same spot, and same air, same
if you're Budweiser, you can. I mean, there are guys who are big enough that have the types of breweries and the quality control, steps in place that can brew the same beer over and over and over in 15 different breweries all across the world.
But that's once it's established.
Most of your craft breweries can't do it.
That's the one thing that I still give credit to the big macros their quality. If you get fresh in code, blah, blah, blah beer, it will be the same across the board.
Yeah, 45-day-old Budweiser tastes like 45-day-old Budweiser no matter what brewery it came out of. And it's, whether you choose to enjoy that product or not, it's not something I drink. But you're right. The big guys, wine's the same way. There's a lot of areas where the big guys have paved the way as far as processes, quality control standards, things that you can do on a scale down to a smaller scale and be better at what you do because they had the money and research to be able to perfect it.
So as long as Cigar City is not brewed with Coors water, then we're good.
What's wrong with Colorado water?
It's the same Rocky water. And
all five listeners in Colorado just unplugged.
Yeah.
I'm out, bro. They're all Coors Original still brewed here. And it's still my favorite domestic.
I can make a macro joke once in a while.
So
Yellow Belly's still my favorite domestic.
So Dust Bowl's not domestic beer?
No, that's definitely.
It's definitely imported.
I see what you did there. We're going to have to talk.
All this beer talk is making me thirsty.
That's still one of my.
Oh, there we go. Another crowler coming open. Which one did you grab?
Whoa.
The splashy one.
That one was aggressive.
The aggressive one. That's still.
I love gold.
Don't step on the gold, bro. That still gets on my pet peeves.
The what?
I totally said that wrong.
That stuff gets on my pet peeves.
That stuff gets on my pet peeves. How back in the 90s, Sierra Nevada was always on the import list instead of the domestic list of beers.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Like,
really? Yeah, they've really hurt because of that. Yeah.
Look at this.
Poor Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
This is another crowler from Fieldwork.
Which, hey, Petite Mario from Sierra Nevada.
Little dot.
I love you, brother.
It's okay. Cool. He doesn't listen either. Dude.
Yeah, I was drinking with them.
None of you reps listen. You just come on and rep your beer and leave.
It's okay.
Because none of us like our voice on the show.
Jason from Spokies, he's listening. Hi.
Yes. What's up, Jason?
I don't sound like Denzel Washington like I do.
You don't?
Yeah.
This is a Grand Goose called Petite Verdot from Fieldwork Brewing in Berkeley, California. 6.7%.
I believe.
And now distributing around the table, cold distributing it.
I believe it's pronounced goose, sir.
Cold.
A goose. It's a goose.
Is that the newest pronunciation for that word?
It is.
I've heard goes. I've heard goza. I've heard supposedly, goze.
Yeah, goza or goze is the proper. You get. Supposedly, you're supposed to have the little dash over the E and say it different, but I like goes.
So in other words, you got to hold down extra long time on your keypad.
Brown, yes. Pink brown or
but pink brown.
Like, what is that?
Steady as you go.
Looks like a rosé from a wine.
I was going to say rosé wine like a cloudy watered down cranberry juice.
Is this Strawberry Boons?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's Strawberry Fills Forever.
Wow.
Tardy.
I did get tickets to see Paul McCartney.
Finish.
Oh, you got tickets?
You're like the one person I know.
Dang, dude, you got in? Like minute? Or?
Yeah.
First minute, floor seats, baby.
Floor seats, A little cash, huh?
Did he take one of your legs like his ex-wife? Or
Paul McCartney's coming to prison.
That was bad. First time. I'm sorry. I apologize, everyone.
Oh.
And for your inappropriate humor tonight, Randy.
Oh, trust Randy. Me, if anyone's ever listened to the show with me on it, they know.
He's one of those few guys that can just, we understand how famous he is, but he's one of those guys, because the Save Mart Center, it's either they're promoting the band 8 months in advance, or they're like, oh, by the way, Paul McCartney's playing in 3 weeks. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
and it's sold out.
We know there's going to be a rush, so let's give you, you have 1 week to get the tickets and go.
You almost don't even have enough time to plan an Uber to the concert. That's how quick some of those concerts are.
I believe there were 6 pre-sales just for this show.
Nice. Yeah.
So, anybody have any culture stuff they want to talk about before we get to voicemail?
Well, enjoy your Lagunitas IPA while you're watching Paul McCartney.
Wow, I don't know where that came from. Why did that come out?
Well, no, Save Mart Center.
Yeah, Save Mart
Center. They have Sierra Nevada Pale Ale and Lagunitas IPA, so it's going to be a situational beer.
Oh, there is no situation. Situation. We will pale ale till the cows come home.
All right.
Knowing, so it's a valley-wide event, huh?
There's Bud Light in there.
So why wouldn't he drink Bud Light? Just kidding.
He drinks IPAs or pails.
They should totally do a little something at the event. I would go nuts over that.
Okay.
So are you referring to the new brewery in town?
If you want to save it for your bin cop, but whatever you want to talk about.
I don't think there's any structure left to this show tonight.
There's no structure.
You guys put me on the spot, and I had so many collaborations going on in my head. We're going to be doing a Sierra Nevada Dust Bowl collaboration tap takeover soon.
How does that work? How does a collaboration tap?
I was going to say collaboration. He keeps on using this word. I do not think he knows what it means.
It actually has nothing to do with Dust Bowl.
I don't think that means anything.
Actually, the owner of Delta Pacific, Kate Dunn, she's part of the Pink Boots Society. So she went and brewed a beer at Sierra Nevada. And so me and Mario from Sierra Nevada, we decided to do a collaborative tap takeover.
So if the brewers do it, it's okay for the reps to do it.
Oh, we don't care what the brewers do. We're totally separated.
All right.
You brew the beer, we sell the beer is what we think. Kate from Delta Pacific brewed a beer at Sierra Nevada, so might as well do an event with Delta Pacific beers and Sierra Nevada beers, because they're pioneers of brewing, and we love them.
So are you doing one for one? Are you doing, like, for every pail of Sierra, you're going to bring a pail from Dust Bowl?
No, we're just going to do, Dust Bowl's beers. We're going to do Sierra Nevada beers.
That's not the answer I wanted to hear.
Yes, then we're going to do whatever you wanted to
Yes, make. Finally. Thank goodness. Finally, somebody does what I want.
I said that right now just so Dust Bowl will have to bring amazing beers.
I think they should.
I know.
Well,
I figure
let's
I
be
put
honest,
them on
when
a
we
spot.
Bring beer, we bring amazing beers.
Yeah, yeah. Every beer is amazing, so.
Follow-up question.
Step does up your Dust game, Sierra Nevada.
Dust Bowl does have a pale ale. Yeah, actually, we've done a few of them. The one that most people know, again, was called Galaxy Pale and is now just called Dust Bowl Pale because there's like 19 other breweries that have a beer called Galaxy.
Damn it.
Or breweries, excuse me, that have a beer called Galaxy. We've had a pale ale. It's about 5 to 5.3%.
Perfect.
35 IBUs, primarily Galaxy hop driven. Comes out.
Okay, hence the Galaxy name.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those beers we do 10 barrel batches of, so it comes out kind of sporadically when we have a hole in our schedule that we can fill a 10 barrel tank. And, with our tap room having 13 taps, we've always got to have, a number of random one off beers, not just the stuff that we bottle. But so Galaxy comes around probably 2-3 times a year.
Okay, that sounds awesome. So, Randy, back to your story.
I'm sorry.
Where's your
Candy Crush?
Where's your collaboration tap takeover happening?
Well, it's not a collaboration so much as.
But you said it was a collaboration.
I know because I love the word. Everyone say it with me.
Oh my god!
No.
Collaboration.
Well, Kate from Delta Pacific is part of the Pink Boots Society. They brewed a beer at Sierra Nevada, and I figured what a way to sell more beer for me. So that is more or less
how can I benefit from
this? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, hey, Sierra Nevada.
That was a truly honest statement.
If anyone's ever heard this, I'm all about myself. So, yeah, no, we're going to bring Kate down. We're going to have Sierra Nevada beers because, you know, that's where it was brewed. So hopefully they bring some great beers because, you know.
Kate, the woman he's speaking about, is actually an extremely sweet young woman. I'm looking forward to trying the beer that she made.
Damn,
she's married to Chris Dunn, the owner of Delta Pacific. And honestly,
how sweet is that guy?
Chris is great, but I mean, don't tell him. Kate was the reason, you know.
I'm hoping Chris stays home with the kids and just Kate comes down so we can have a good time. Yeah, nice. That guy. Wow. No. We're gonna do an event having Delta Pacific beers, which Dust Bowl is going to be. I know we've been beating around the bush about this. And
what's Dust Bowl and Delta Pacific? Yeah. What is
DP
this?
And DP? DB and DP. DBDP. Together. Yeah.
Nice.
You will be the man to talk to for Fresno Dust Bowl beer.
Yes.
Will we be getting vintage Dust Bowl beers in Fresno?
The ones that should be vintage, yes. Okay. Yeah, no,
it's like
no,
you
no.
have vintage Dust Bowl beer right now.
Mm-hmm.
No,
we do. So the answer to that question should be no. Yeah. You'll be getting brand new Dust Bowl beers.
We're going to come through. We're going to clean up some mistakes that were happened locally with Dust Bowl beers and the distributor. Fresh beer is going to be everywhere. We're going to be blasting it with tap takeovers, letting everyone know nice. That Dust Bowl's here again. Go buy the beer because it's going to be delicious and fresh. And yeah, I don't care how many times we have to come on this podcast. We're going to let everyone know. So
all of the time.
Yeah, we'll be here next week too. Okay, yeah. Cool. Sorry, listeners.
Well, yeah, Mikey, we did tell you we were going to just throw up on the floor.
Five-parter. Yeah.
There
fine.
Is a futon behind me, yeah, so that's where
You're
I'm going
to welcome
sleep.
To stay there.
Yeah.
There are no amenities other than the futon. Yeah. The futon is the amenity.
And if you're...
Hey, hopefully and all those sweet baseball card packs.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't touch my baseball cards.
Wait until you leave.
I've got a security camera
opens.
In here.
If you get a little lonely, you could cuddle with the cardboard cutout of Eddie.
Yeah.
That's a cardboard cutout of Eddie?
Yes.
Like Eddie
he's,
who?
He's
like
turned around because it creeps people out.
Mr. So what are you guys thinking of the Goza now?
What, Eddie, would you like it to be?
The Goza.
The Goza?
Goza. What do you think of this fieldwork? Goza. Petit Verdot.
It's very drinkable. As far as goes,
I feel they need to be with Delta Pacific, but that's just me.
I think it.
So that means
it's got a wine quality
it.
To it.
Very wine.
Very whiny.
Yeah. Whiny.
Yeah, it's whiny.
Whiny, bro.
We have a voicemail line. It is 559-492-0542.
That was me.
We like people. That was a Bearded Brewer hitting his mic.
That was my big ass metal watch hitting the big ass metal mic stand.
559-492-0542. It is the time of the show when the listeners take over the show.
Uh-oh.
That sounds responsible.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. We let them because we start getting
I was going to say, let's be honest. Is it really responsible to let this crowd?
Yeah. Because us doing this show is irresponsible.
So let's get into it. Everyone sit back and relax because we're going to settle into voicemail time.
Well, you perfect word. Oh, check it out. Oh, I just finished doing something real stupid, Eddie. Uh-oh. Check it out. It's a hashtag Chew My Brew Thursdays, Eddie. You guys posted a picture on Twitter of my refrigerator, of my beer fridge yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I had the community yesterday or whoever choose something for me to drink, Eddie. And guess what, Holmes? SB Beer Talk, man. They fucked me up. A fruit salad beer. I said, they made me blend like three beers, Holmes, and me being trying to be cool.
I added a fruit salad beer.
I said, we went watermelon, pineapple, and grapefruit. I said, and at the end, I added a little bit of mango that fucking balance for me.
Yeah, you should toss that.
But check it out, eh? I fucking did videos, Holmes. It's on Twitter.
Yep, forever, dude.
That's like the worst thing I've ever drank. I said, I'm already buzzed, Holmes. It's like the worst idea, Holmes. But it's there. I said, I'm a trooper, Holmes. I'm feeling really sick, too, man. I blame USB Beer Talk.
Yeah.
You guys are fucked up, Holmes. But you know what? That shit tasted, my little review essay.
This one time.
That shit tasted like fucking candy.
Some beer.
And somebody pissed on it, essay. And then they fucking drank it and they pissed it out again, essay. And then I drank it. Oh. Honest, Holmes.
He was slithering this
way. I need to go to my jefita and I need to go to church, Holmes. And I need to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
That was.
You go to, after Jake building all those bounce points, you got to go to church. Sir, forget this.
So again, why did we come on the show if these are all
fucking big? That shit was strong. It was like drinking fucking whiskey with fucking nalinators melted inside or something, man.
Whiskey with nalinators. That's an awesome description. Anyways, we're going to use that.
Yeah.
Every Thursday.
That's the 40s noon and malt liquor right there.
Chew
it's the spring.
My spring Thursdays. You guys choose
malt liquor with
a beer from a fridge.
Chew my brew.
And I'm going to review it on Untapped and Twitter with videos that said hopefully.
He fell out of character there.
I think I'm going to go through a while, man. This is, I don't feel good, Holmes. I can watch y'all. Later.
Adios.
What was that recipe again? Because that's going to be five stars.
It's all like
tap.
the fruit bounce point.
It sounded like
beers.
Every fruit sculpt.
Blend them together.
Oh, my God.
Pineapple and mango and watermelon and
grapefruit.
Hey, you know what? Their horchata vodka is really good at bounce point. I'm just going to throw that out
what
there.
What the hell? Yeah, that's something?
No.
That sounds like another brew you can chew.
No, I'm just saying. The horchata vodka is really good. The beer, maybe not.
That's
so much,
rice vodka for people.
Okay.
Perfect pour. Hey, this is Florida Steve, and great news.
Yeah.
I just got my bottle of the 88 shilling Scotch Ale. All right, I'm gonna try it. Hopefully, I can try it soon. I am fighting a little bit of a cold, which throws off my palate a lot. Hopefully, I can get over this cold quickly and crack that bottle open and let you guys know. And I also got something that probably isn't going to be bottled, but it's actually a collab between two brewers, that being Due South and also a nano brewery that's in Boynton Beach, Devour Brewing Company. They got together and they came up with a white IPA, and they call it straight out of Boynton, white IPA. I got a taste of it at the brewery just a few minutes ago, and I gave my thumbs up, and they filled up my growler for me. So I'm going to be enjoying a growler of white IPA, Florida made for Floridians. If there's any way that I can get a crowler filled at the brewery in the next couple days, I will get it filled, and hopefully I can get it to you guys within a week or so.
Whoa.
So
damn.
Stay tuned. God. I'll let you guys know how these beers are.
If that happens, I'll come back on the show.
Cheers.
Just don't tell Randy. You won't know. Thanks, Florida Steve. I have some Florida Steve beer in there.
I'll know.
Why's it gotta be a white IPA, yo?
Yeah.
That's because that's when them Belgians get involved.
They're just so damn evil.
Belgians.
Banana and clove, go!
Gentlemen, this is Matt from Dallas, Texas.
Whoa.
What?
New caller.
AKA APT Brewer. Just got home this Saturday. Tell you what, man, that revolver stuff.
Yeah.
It's not good. I'll tell you what. I'll send you some of the best beers from North Texas. So you get that info before I send it. But I got a lot better ideas from North Texas than that.
Oh.
They make good beer. It's solid. But love what you guys do. Tell you what, man. I'm from Washington State. Came down here about 10 years ago. Got in this old, dude, I came in here. I asked for a coconut, dude. And they were like, would you call me boy? Like, whoa, man. Whoa. I want some Canadian beer. They said, all we got is Texas beer. What the hell did I get into? I'll tell you what, 10 years has come a long way. A lot of good beer down here now. The last 4 years, it's exploded. I love seeing you guys some good beers.
And I love you guys' pod, man. I've been listening for a couple of years.
What?
Whoa.
But,
wow.
Appreciate everything you guys do.
Long time listener, here, first time caller.
Uh-huh.
Long time caller, first time listener.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Guys, keep doing what you do. I'll send you some stuff. I homebrew too, man. I ain't no making no fucking beer with... Sorry. Making no beer with...
It doesn't say fucking
no hops,
on the show.
Man. Come on.
No apologies needed, man.
All of them hops.
That's fucking unacceptable.
But that was a challenge for Scotty B.
Good work. Yeah. Like what I hear. Shout out to Chew Your Beer. Love that guy, man.
Nice.
And I'm Texasin.
So cheers.
Our voicemailers have fans.
Cheers to Matt, because... He's another Matt.
Yeah, another Matt.
I like how he's just been silently listening to us the whole time, and we have that one revolver, and he's like, oh, fuck, no.
Oh, yeah, finally, you're straight about Texas
this
beer.
Finally got down.
One 12-ounce bottle just him.
He's
pushed
like,
him
what
over.
What the fuck?
Is you is or is you ain't my constituents.
But, I mean, I only know of the Austin Beer Garden Brewing Company. And Revolver. Those are the two brewers I know in Texas, and I'm very ashamed
isn't
to not
that,
know more.
I
believe there's Jester King.
Shiner.
Yeah.
Oh, Shiner.
Isn't that, but where's
yeah,
that?
Jester King's in Austin. Yeah.
Jester King, that's what I'm thinking of. I thought Jester King was there. Yeah.
I've heard Austin's kind of blowing up as far as the food scene and downtown scene, beer scene, cool.
music scene.
But, yeah, so we'll have to reach
Keep
out
Austin
with some
weird.
Deets to him.
Yeah, Portlandia's gonna franchise the Austin.
Oh, that's
Austin,
right.
Austinlandia. Oh, yeah.
The mayor of Austin.
He moved to Austin for an episode.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Austin was the hip place to move, moved to Austin.
Portland was no longer hip enough.
Yeah. Right. It's where the young people went to retire and then retire.
And then retire. And then retire from retiring.
It's our summer retirement now.
Hey, guys! You hear me? I'm driving!
Scotty B!
Can you guess where I'm driving to?
Work?
Take a guess!
Stockton.
Yeah.
Stockton.
Matt Duck.
Stockton.
Give it!
Lodi.
Lengthwise.
What the hell did I say? Irish fest!
I'd say Irish
fest. Right. Gonna Irish it up over there. Gonna go. That's not why I'm calling.
Oh, okay.
The reason I'm calling.
Thank God, because that was good, but not
it just
great.
Came to me. I'm driving down the road, and I'm thinking, bam, I know what my next beer is going to be. What? And I'm going to dedicate it to Chew Your Beer.
Uh-oh.
And you know what it's going to be?
Chew Your Beer's got two followers.
Well, you've heard of IPLs, right? India Pale Lagers. It's kind of going to be like that, but it's going to be a Mexican lager yeast. That's right.
Yes.
It's going to be a hoppy Mexican lager. Okay? You know it's going to be great. And I want you to have it name it. Okay? You can name it. It hasn't been made yet. It's going to get made for a few weeks.
That you?
It won't be drinkable for a month tomorrow. Maybe two. But anyway, you know, name it. A hoppy Mexican lager. I'm sure you can come up with something fun. Well, anyway, that's what I'm going to do. Before that, though, in a couple weeks, I'm doing that's a different voicemail. Never mind. I got to go. Keep up straight work. I'm coming.
Now he's going to make a beer for Chew Your Beer.
Wait.
Hoppy.
Hoppy Mexican locker.
Yeah.
Lager.
Did he say and the Chew name gets for to name the Mexican
it.
Lager?
No, he Chew Your Beer gets to name it. Listener, you would know you're not a perfect board listener, but Chew Your Beer.
What'd
know,
you say, Holmes?
Here.
HML. That's what it is.
What was it?
What'd you say, Holmes? Hoppy Mexican Lager, HML.
HML.
Wow, you went Holmes super nude. You're a nerd on this.
Nude?
Nude.
Super nude?
Super nude.
I need to quit.
Wow, right, look, hey, the listeners can't see what
nude.
Matt's doing right now. To share that he has gotten nude is just crossing the line.
You went super nude.
Super nude.
Didn't tell you guys? In 2016, we went to a no pants policy. So if you need no pants in the podcast.
Super nude.
Super nudes.
Well, we'll wait. Yeah, just wait till it's 110 in this garage.
That's the no pants hour.
That's the real dedication when the people come in and they it's like the doors close, the fans turn off, the cooler turns off, and it's just like,
yo, man, why is it so stuffy in here?
get ready. It's next 2 hours.
Where are your pants?
Well, all this Chew Your Beer talk, we got to open up one of his beers.
Nice. I love gold.
No, you can get the real thing.
We harmonized.
Gold.
But we harmonized.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. But we, but no, there was
I
harmonizing.
No but Mike
was special.
I'm so confused.
That was so special.
We still had some beer that Chew Your Beer sent up. Chew this is from McLeod Ale from Van Nuys. This one is a Leaving for El Paso American Cream Ale.
Whoa, oh, there you go, Scott. You're asking about cream ales.
Well, you know, everyone from Southern California keeps asking me, oh, you know, what's going on up in NorCal? You guys drinking cream ales? And no, bro.
No, bro. Yeah, we do not take the 405.
We hella don't, dude.
And so, we do not drink cream ales.
Yeah, no, I was curious, you know, if you're in Fresno, people were drinking them.
Do you ever just go up to somebody and say, I'm not your bra, bro?
I am
bra,
for
it.
I'm not even your bra, bro.
I am for cream ales.
Look, bro.
I don't know why there aren't more of them around here. But I'm probably a small party of one.
I do like cream ales as long as they don't try to get them all... I mean, usually Fuggle hops. They try to get all funky with them.
Fuggle.
I've never been a huge fan of cream ales. They've always felt like somebody's trying to make a light beer with low flavor and a whole bunch of body. Which, you know, it's a certain style.
And? It sounds like somebody's talking about an ex-girlfriend.
I like some big.
More body, the better.
A whole lot of body.
Not much going on, but a lot of body.
While we enjoy this.
Not much up here. Not going on down
there.
Your beer here, eh? Oh, chew.
We're telling you your beer.
I've been drinking yesterday. Let me see.
He's back.
A lot of beach water.
Ah, damn you.
Dude, Beechwood's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, good chit.
Good chit. It was a collaboration LBC. With Beechwood and Stone Brewery yesterday. A lot of hops. It was a pale ale with a lot of hops on. That was good yesterday. Also, Blind Pig. Oh,
he had a Blind Pig.
He's found the dark side.
What brewery is that from?
Blind Pig. I said,
do they know anything about IPAs?
No, they don't know either.
Another one. Let me give you another one. Ready? Check it out. It's like, Citra Holly Corn.
What?
Citra.
Damn it.
He's having all the good ones.
I want it.
That thing was bomb. But I think I got the last pint, eh? Check it out. Another one, Holmes. Another thing.
Popping kegs.
Smug City. The Nothing. A double chocolate. Imperial Stout, eh?
Whoa.
At 9.6. What are they, Holmes? I'm feeling good right now, eh? That's what I'm drinking. It's like being back in high school, eh? And I was dating my high net, Holmes, and she was a colored girl, eh? And I loved her. I used to call her my Hershey bar, eh? Calling her Frijolito anyways, eh?
My Frijolito.
Another beer, eh? Lost Abbey's. I forgot the name of it, but it was Lost Abbey's, eh? Golden
Abbey's
ale. Really, I think that's what it was. It don't matter, babe. The shit was good too, eh? What are they? Yeah. I got a question for you.
We
ready?
Are not needed.
Do you age your beers, or do you just fucking drink them right away, Holmes? Because I drink them right away. There's no reason for me to age them, is it?
That depends on
if
the
I
style.
Die,
yeah.
I mean, Sancho's gonna come and drink my shit, Holmes.
Yeah.
So fuck that, eh? I'm gonna drink them before he gets here. another thing,
I keep my beers next to my God.
March 19th, I'm going to Witch Brewery, yes, to bottle Chocotasco. So, once again, listeners, you want to go and help me out, eh?
Hey,
I'm not going to jump you, I'm not going to rob you, eh?
Chocotasco.
I'm pretty cool with it. So, you help me out, maybe I'll give you a beer, autograph it, and, you know, let me know, I say on Twitter, Chew Your Beer, eh? Early, home. I can watch you.
Go help him bottle his beer.
So here's my...
He went to a brewery.
I have never heard of Chew Your Beer before, but I am going to start following this man on Twitter. He is
a magnificent
right now.
To be honest, you guys need like a translator on the show so I know what the hell just happened.
Okay, jeez. So two things.
Yeah, please. Oh, thank you, Matt.
So two things. If I find out that all this Beechwood that he just drank, if that's why Spokeasy doesn't get another keg this quarter, I'm going to be very upset.
Sorry, Chew, we had a keg. This guy in Van Nuys just drank it all.
Yeah. And
he said, ole, I know those guys up in Fresno. They'll let me drink their beer.
Wow, that's pretty accurate. Yeah.
I forgot what the that's other thing was.
A pretty good chew right there.
Well, here's my million-dollar idea. The beer fridge nightstand. So it's right there next to your bed.
Oh. No, here's my idea. Why don't those breweries come to Delta Pacific? That'd be amazing.
Because you only go to Fresno. You need to go further south.
I go to Tulare.
Go, Randy, go.
I go to Tulare.
To answer his question real
quickly. That's still Fresno.
I'm the kind of guy that opens my fridge and there's 30 to 40 bottles. And I go, oh, fuck, I don't have anything. And I still go to the store and buy some.
Because you don't want to, if you're holding on to them for a little while, you don't want to all of a sudden, oh, no, I've been holding that for 6 months. Yep. I want to save it.
Yep.
No, I got to wait a little longer.
I still have the first run of the Great Impression that you guys bottled. I still have one of those in my fridge, aging for a special time.
You are a rare soul.
Which would have been today.
Yeah.
In retrospect, it could have been today.
Of ruining it.
No, hold on to that thing for
the next time.
So far, of all the beers we've bottled, that's the one that ages the best. You know, we figured Black Blizzard would age well, and we figured Great Impression would age well. And so far, it's only 3 years in or 3.5 years in now on those two, but so far, Great Impression with 2-3 years of age still just stands up really, really well.
Nice.
I remember being at Peeves. I was working there at that time, and we opened the box. It's like, this is brand new, and you should take one home to research it. And so I took one home, put it in the fridge.
And just never researched it.
And
I'll get to that later.
Thanks a lot, man.
So, and I did have one on draft, and I did have a bottle from that same batch. And then my cousin had the same bottle from that same batch, and we opened it about a year and a half ago now. And we liked that, and I was like, I have a bottle. We need to get together and try the other one so we can compare them. And that's never happened. So I still have it for that special occasion.
That's a tough beer to sell on draft. 11.5% malty beers that are not Russian Imperial Stouts or barrel aged.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get consumers sometimes to understand, like you're talking about the ageability of a beer like that, and, you know, why it belongs in your cellar.
Yep.
That's on bottles. People will cellar it, but trying to get a bar to pick up a half barrel
of a
stock ale is not an easy thing.
You're just making up words now.
Give me an amount you want me to sell, and I will reach it.
Damn, challenge accepted.
The McLeod's pretty good. Do we have any more voicemails?
Yes. To put it lightly.
Hey, guys, it's Jim from Fontana. It's been a week or so, or 2 weeks since I've called in. But I went to a couple of breweries this week, and I thought, hold on, that's the car wash I'm going through.
All right, so we'll go through with you.
I want to talk about the douchebaggery we're getting with regular good beer people. You go into a place, and you ask for their size on, and the guy goes, it's not a size, it's a saison, or it's a saison. Come on, guy, just give me my beer. Same thing with, a goza. Hey, I want a goza.
Goza.
We were just talking about that.
Is it a goza? Is it a go? Is it a duck fucking goose? Ah. Look forward to hear from you guys.
It is not a duck goose.
That beer does exist.
That's
though.
A badass does, grindcore band. Duck duck goose, by the way.
A whale.
It's a whale.
Whales, bro.
I agree with him. That's one of the hardest things as a beer nerd, as I like to call myself.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people out there who are beer snobs that have a tendency to look down their nose.
There's
at
a
people
subtle difference, but it's there is a difference for sure.
The only time I really get picky about beer sayings is when people come in and they go, oh, you're Tioga Sequoia. I'm like, Tioga.
Tioga, everyone. Learn it. Tioga.
That's the only time I get specific. Otherwise, I'm
just
like,
be happy. People
I don't care if you call it a Portier or a... Or you say my beer instead of autumnus, you say autumnus. Or
I think I called it autumnus the first couple of times. You guys had Tecumseh come out, and then shortly after you had that
Tecumseh, people say Tecumish.
Nice.
Yeah. And I was like, all right,
Matt, you should just be happy. People are at going and asking for a beer.
At least they don't turn your beer names into what they turn our beer names into.
Yeah.
The therapist. What could you turn the therapist into?
Put a little space.
There's no space in the beer, people. Get your minds out of the gutter.
But, I mean, I like the therapist because everybody could use a therapy session. That's an unpublished tagline of that beer.
It lays you back on the couch.
Yep.
Wow.
But then you guys make a beer called Fruit Tramp. I mean, that's asking to...
No, but the Fruit Tramps, man, that's a Dust Bowl. That's a Dust Bowl story there.
Yeah.
You know, Fruit Tramps are the original migrant farm workers in California. They were Okies that came out and were called Fruit Tramps because they bounced around from one farm to another. I totally get where, I mean, especially when we name a beer Super Tramp.
Super Tramp.
You know, where people get the tweaks on the names, especially, you know, so many craft breweries have tongue-in-cheek names out there that they do for both for their own enjoyment and also because it grabs people's attention.
Yep.
All right.
Boys, hey, guys. Jim from Fontana.
Jim's back.
Driving to the car wash seemed like a better idea on paper. Holy shit, I hope you guys heard something. But I had another idea on another tangent. So last week I was traveling for work, went up to the Bay Area, and hit a couple breweries up there in that Bay Area there. Have you guys been to Drake's? What a solid little place. Drake's, the beer, you know, beer is beer, and they're pretty big, decent size for an indie beer company. Yeah. But what I really want to talk about is the fucking lunch special. Ooh. So they have like this little kitchen on the outside for you guys who don't know. And you know, like a burger's like $10. Yeah, it's kind of one of them artsy fartsy third pound fantastic little hamburgers, but the lunch special's really where the money is, because the burger's $10, or you get the lunch special and you get the burger and tots or French fries.
Tots
for winners, French fries for losers.
Matt loves tots.
And a pint of any of your beers there. For $10.
Tachos.
So basically,
tachos are awesome.
You buy a sandwich and you get a pint and tots for free.
Heck yeah. Wow.
Go figure.
That's a lunch special.
That's just a side dish.
Oh, I cut off.
He kind of started talking like a blues brother there. Was he in like that scene where he washed off the grape paint?
Oh, yeah.
We're on a mission from Gap.
He's back.
Another thing about that Drake's, when you go to independent breweries, you're used to it being kind of like in an industrial area.
Yes.
Holy shit. Drake's? They're in a fucking Walmart parking lot. Go figure that. That's crazy. There's no parking. You got to park at fucking Walmart, and then you got to walk all the way over and dodge all the fucking weird tweakers going in and out of Walmart looking for their specials on their Diet Dr. Thunder or whatever the hell they're buying.
Diet Dr. Thunder.
Looks like two more minutes of this 3 minute time because I'm a listener. I know last time you guys figured out how long you get on the voicemail. But Drake, Walmart parking lot. That's ridiculous.
Puppy monkey baby.
Oh, I want a beer named Dr. Thunder now.
Dr. Thunder. Somebody better name a beer Dr. Thunder.
Can I get
a
burger and a diet Dr. Thunder, please?
We're
going to have to.
You know what? No, just so this guy knows that he's not alone, the first time I ran into Drake's was because I got a fat tire, or a flat tire, not a fat tire.
Not a fat tire.
Sorry.
I got a fat tire and ran into Drake. Said, can I exchange this for something?
Man, if Drake's has fat tire on, I want to know who the New Belgium rep is in the East Bay.
He's good.
He's really good.
He's really good.
In the Walmart parking lot, because there's a tire, like, oil change place.
Yeah, they have service center.
Yeah. And I went walking around, and then next thing I know, I was like, oh crap, there's a brewery right here.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, I know. So he's not the only one. It's like, what the hell's this brewery doing right next to Walmart? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if
your brewery radar was completely turned off. You're like, I'm at Walmart. No reason to like look around for a brewery.
Yeah, why would there be a brewery?
I'm pretty sure it went just like this. You got a flat tire, you had to go to hell to get your tire changed at Walmart. Yeah. And you were just like, God, I need a beer. And then like, then the gates
tires.
Open up and you,
oh,
then you question,
it should be called Fantastic Tires.
Yeah, they should be, but
I give up. I had a really good thing going there.
No, you had nothing going.
What's an
there.
Episode without stepping on somebody though?
Yeah.
Poor
so,
man.
Gets a flat tire, goes next to a Walmart, thinks he's in hell. Then he says, I just need a beer, and he walks across the parking lot, the gates open, he questions his mortality because he's at Drake's.
Yeah, no, the worst part was when I went back to go get my car, and they're like, are you sure you can drive? I was like, you
that's better
know
than
me, Grease Monkey.
That's better than, are you sure this is your car? Yeah.
I'm not your bro, bro.
You're working in a Walmart parking lot. Don't judge me.
Yeah.
This guy's pissing himself over here. You're questioning me?
I'm wearing pants that fit in a Walmart parking lot. I'm okay to drive.
These are not pajamas, sir.
Yeah.
Don't need to pull up my Walmart stories like and how I do not fit in
camo
with
jammies? No. Come on. Give me my car so I can go back to Drake's.
That would be funny if you were in a Lightning McQueen onesie.
Do I look like an idiot to you?
Yeah. Ka-chow. Shad, that's my son's favorite movie, by the way.
Hey, guys. Paul here from
Paul.
Fairfax. Oh. Hey, I'm just really excited to tell you about some awesome, amazing craft beer that I got at Costco.
Uh-oh.
What?
I tried the double pumpkin stout, a beautiful strawberry watermelon Belgian wheat.
Pretty sure those are old.
And since this is the Bay Area, Costco has a tap room. It's actually a tap room slash yoga studio where a bunch of out-of-shape middle-aged guys with beards sit around drinking beer, watching
this guy's sense of humor is awesome.
Yoga. Enough of that. Mikey, I have a proposal for you.
Yes?
How about you allow yourself, and I'll join you with this, how about we allow ourselves one buyout beer per year?
Oh.
You know, kind of how, like, your wife lets you sleep with one, whoever you want, once a year?
She won't, but...
Just kidding.
Sounds good.
My wife says I can sleep with whoever I want once a year. But it better damn well be her.
Hello.
Oh, that's kidding. I'm not married. You hear that, girl? The perfect four. Paul from Fairfax is single.
There you are, ladies.
Whatever.
Okay. Who needs farmersonly.com?
I will check with you guys soon.
Shit, if my wife would let me sleep with her once a year, I'd be happy.
Hey-o. Oh. That was my joke.
Wow. Man.
Oh, no. Randy?
Yeah. No.
Randy, you're your also wife.
Married my, yeah,
your wife's a listener.
Yeah. Who else is married here?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, right.
Oh, wait.
Not anymore.
Nick raised his hand, and he's like, yeah, I'm married to her.
So, Paul would be on.
She said it was
that's
okay.
That's a fun idea, at least. To have one buyout beer, like, it's very.
Whoa.
You're one out. Hall pass
what
a year.
What justifies hall pass beer, though?
Yeah. Are you allowed to spend over a grand?
It's pretty easy.
AB buyout?
Oh, yeah, that's duh.
Yeah, what kind of buyout beer?
He did not mention
buyout,
anything.
Duh.
Or does it mean, like,
no, you're not literally buying out somebody.
Or would it be like a Oscar Blues Cigar City buyout?
A private equity. Private equity that it so bothers me, but not enough to stop drinking the beer.
What beer would it be for you guys, though? I'm like, would it be like a St. Archer that got bought out by Coors?
Yeah, St. Archer.
Or would it be
we
like
used to love St. Archer. You don't hear St. Archer on the show anymore.
Ten Barrel, or would it be...
Red Robin always promised Elysian, but they never followed through.
Yeah, bastards. Oh, I saw the Sierra Nevada's Tropical IPA and Red Robin recently. The West Shaw Red Robin. I have a child.
What do you think about that?
I have a story off air about Red Robin.
Oh,
but anyways.
Off air.
Off air Red Robin story. Hey, you know, that's for the the patrons, maybe.
I like the Sierra Nevada Tropical.
Yes.
Personal opinion.
I'm just saying.
I've enjoyed that beer quite a bit. Yeah.
Yeah,
tropical, it was good.
The
dinky dink dink dink.
Yeah.
They have it at Robin West Shaw.
Thank you, Mario, by the way.
Just so you guys
know.
We're
doing a collab with
Mario's you know what?
Hey, guys. It's Lauren from Death Bowl.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Bruzy.
You got to work tomorrow. Go to bed.
Hello. We're coming to you live from North Coast Brewing up in Fort Bragg.
She's with Bretonia.
Where we enjoyed the 14 beer sampler thoroughly and got totally lubed on it.
Yeah.
So just wanted to call and give a shout out to Scooter. Scoot.
Say
hi, Scoot, for being there.
Oh my god,
Dust
Scooters,
Bowl. We're up
Did
here
we just
preaching the word of BB.
Nickname?
Oh god,
the
I've
North
got
Bay.
So many.
So I hope you guys enjoy the beer that he brings up and those fieldwork crawlers that we got for you. They are delicious as all hell. So, don't care what Scooter says about you guys, I think you're awesome. Whatever he told me got me listening to you, so it worked.
Anyway, why you gotta throw me under the
love
bus like
you guys.
That?
enjoy your shows. We'll talk to you soon. Say bye, Brittany. Bye.
Bye.
Did I hear like what? Was that on the Dust Bowl private jet line? Airplane motor in the background or something?
I think that was outside their hotel last night up in Fort Bragg. Lauren had
at North Coast.
Yeah, she did. She went. That's what she was saying. She went to North Coast last night, and the guys from, they did the 13 sampler, got hooked up with the food. The guys from North Coast took care of her and her friend Bertoni. Yeah,
in this
they were great. Yeah, that's I mean, you guys don't need me to tell you. That is one of the best parts about this industry is how
hanging
friendly
out with old Raspy.
Everybody is with each other, even if they're, you know, I mean, Tioga and Dust Bowl. We've got nothing but love for each other. We hang out and really enjoy it.
I want to step into Tioga Sequoia more than like three times a week.
Randy just kind of, it's just like, he'll just show up and just sit in somebody's office chair. Yeah, he's like, hey.
Hey, what's up?
to be honest,
I know I don't sell your beer.
How about
but
this crap beer friendliness, huh, bro?
Yeah, half the time, half the Tioga people think I work for them, and I'm like, no.
Oh, that guy's a rep for us. So he is. What area? I don't know.
They're like, oh, hey, Randy, how's everything going? And I'm like, fantastic.
Did you change those kegs yet?
Yeah.
That's what you
I sold
to,
a shit
you
ton
need
of
to start
beer,
directing
and they're like, oh, that's great.
Like, yeah, the guy pictures mad at me too.
He was in my office today, and I heard some noise in the hallway, and I was like, "Who is that?" And I look out, and he was taking my cardboard.
Wait,
they
give you an office now?
You have a bailer, or was he making a bail?
No, he was just like, "Oh, I need some boxes, so I thought I'd take these." Yeah. And he's just like, "He knew
I'm
where
moving
our
three
boxes
blocks away."
Man,
so
what are you What are you stealing boxes for? You trying to build a clubhouse?
Yeah. No, I'm moving three blocks away.
How do we
so
get in?
Boxes.
He was able to assess where we keep our extra boxes that need to be broken down and taken to the dumpster, and he was just like, no, they don't need these, we're cool.
Also, I was like, yeah, no, this beer needs this, changes and this distributor needs this and this and
you do this and you do this.
So were you drunk and riding a little scooter somewhere, or are they kind of going Dukes and Hazzard?
No,
you mean with
Scott
the nickname
scooter?
Yeah, no, that's
Scott,
I mean,
scooter,
god with,
yeah,
with the name Scott Scooter's a nickname that's been thrown on me for years.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
Keg cold box monkey. Caffeinated squirrel.
Hey guys. Can you
sales
hear me?
Sales beard.
Scotty Boo. And I was listening to 3B Zine on the way to work this morning, and they were talking about triple and even quad IPAs.
Yeah, dude, quad. You gotta go quad.
So it hit me. It hit me like a ton of hops. It hit me. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make me a quintuple IPA.
What is that?
That's right. It's going to be about a 15% ABV, and it's going to be so chock full of hops. You're going to have like a hop overdose or something. It's going to be crazy. What do you think about that? Quintuple.
Hop-o-my.
If you can do doubles and triples and quads, why not a Quinn?
Call it
right?
Let's
you
go.
Do quads, why not a Quinn? And I'm going to call it... God, what am I going to call it? Can you guess what I'm going to call a quintuple IPA? Come on, guess. I'm going to give you a few seconds.
Quantum leap.
Can you guess?
Quantum leap.
No?
Quipa.
It's going to be called the Mighty Quinn. What else would it be called? Anyway,
Mighty Quinn,
that's
like
what I'm going to do. I don't know when I'm going to do it. But it's on the agenda.
Scotty's got a lot of beer to brew.
Hey, I saw Nick yesterday at Silent Bob, too. Sorry, throw that in there.
Silent Bob?
Nick's awesome.
Silent Bob.
Wait, give me a minute.
Got it! It's gotta be!
What's your guys' opinion about the triples, the quad IPAs, and all that?
Not strong enough.
Don't get me started.
Knock down your ass.
No. I mean, at what point does it no longer become an IPA?
It's already jumped the shark.
When I die.
I think...
But I mean,
I want to die from this beer.
I would say after the triple, that's the limit.
I mean, because
I'm sorry, I love garlic. But it doesn't mean that just because I throw a buttload more garlic into a spaghetti
point,
sauce that it's making it better.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Stinky Rose. Stinky Rose is like...
Gilroy is the worst smelling town in the history of the world.
Oh, you've never had anything until you've had the Bunya called the Stinking Rose in San Francisco.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Stinky Rose says Oh, is that enough garlic? Well, let me throw five.
Oh, that's
more
just
cloves.
The appetizer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sir, would you like crushed garlic on your garlic?
But no, seriously, like at there's quad IPAs out there.
Well, what do you look? It depends on what you're looking to do. Yeah. Yeah. Are you looking to drink a few beers and socialize with someone at a bar? Or are you looking to go home and crack one open and split a bottle with four or five people?
At what point does the IPA become like a barley wine, though, at that?
Right.
You know? I'm asking is like, you know, how do you get all the –
Triple IPA is totally personal beer fest category. Like okay. You are in
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
You know that's all you're going to do for that evening.
Yeah.
And anything after that might as well be water because you're not going to taste it anyway.
Because they say that after like 100 or so IBUs, you can't your palate can't taste it and everything.
So, right.
At what point are IBUs is people going to go to?
It's like when we used to have our jam sessions, our music practices. When the beer starts tasting bad, you stop drinking.
Yeah.
And no beer is going to taste good after a beer that powerful. So,
but
what's
I mean,
point?
Then there's going to be the, the malt backbone that has to come.
No, you can make a balanced beer that's 15, 16%. But at that point, is it an IPA?
Right.
I mean, an IPA is a category that was defined by a certain set of characteristics.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And just because it's still a golden to straw colored beer, you know, that's on that color scale, smells like hops, and has a bitter finish, and you're drinking it fresh, we make a quad IPA once a year. I don't necessarily think it's – somebody who likes a single IPA is not necessarily going to like a quad IPA. I don't know that it's an IPA anymore.
Yeah.
Not at all. No, but
it's
just
fun.
Saying,
you know, it's like, oh,
it's
cool.
It's cool
let's
to experiment with beer,
right.
Yeah.
No, but at what point, IBUs can you get to?
Honestly,
120.
Probably double.
Like,
you know, if I'm
120 from Dogfish was like the most incredible, like, IPA ever.
Still East Coast, I don't know.
No, but it was malty as hell.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, well, yeah. Does that 17% alcohol like and that much IBUs,
wine,
you
though.
Gotta be.
Right. Yeah. I mean, can you make a IPA so hoppy without having the malt backbone? Like,
double IPA I really like right now that has almost no malty backbone is Rampant from New Belgium.
Rampants.
Well, neither one of us care about that beer.
I know.
No, I absolutely care about that beer.
No,
but it's
I'm just kidding, Stacey.
It's a weirdly hoppy beer without any other, you know, confluences happening inside of it.
But what's the IBUs on that? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
But you got to remember, IBUs is just a measurement of dissolved alpha acids into a solution. You got to remember, there's a difference between bitterness and perceived bitterness.
Right.
You can have a pale ale that's 30 IBUs. That's perceived bitterness is more than a 50 IBU IPA.
Depending on the hops. Feels like outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Depending on the hops and everything.
Well, it depends on the malt backbone that we're talking about. I mean, it goes into that balance that you're talking about. What are you looking for from the beer?
Right. So how hoppy can you get a beer with the lowest malt backbone? So the highest IBUs that you can get.
You can make a 100 IBU beer that's 3.5% alcohol and finishes at near dry. Doesn't mean it's going to be drinkable.
Who did that, like, a million IBU beer?
It was the brothers from...
Brewdog. Brewdog. Now, was it... I never got to try it. I would like to try it. Mm-hmm, but what was the malt's, like, balance on that? Does anyone know?
Here's
the
thing. I
don't think they ever made it here to this market.
Here's the thing you guys need to know about
better friends.
We need some better friends. Thanks,
Randy.
Anyone
in Scotland, hey, send one over.
Come on. Where's our Scotland call?
Beer stories are made up, and the points don't matter. That's the who's line of beer.
Yeah.
Every beer has a different origin.
That's right.
You're not wrong for believing a different one.
That's right.
You know, porters could have been for poor people. Stouts could have been for rich people. Porters and stouts could be the same thing.
Yeah.
Single and double IPAs could be this and that. A quad IPA could just be a pale wine, a hoppy barley.
Nobody
wine.
Asked for
those
like,
things
rationality.
Are all different.
We were talking.
No. This is
unreactional.
This is good beer talk. Yeah,
no, SRM, IBU, you know, all those things. There's methods on how to gauge them, but there's no methods to prove that they are correct gaugings. And it, like he said, it could be perceived taste or numbers. This is what we follow, but it is up to your interpretation.
But to play into Randy's thing, when nobody buys the beer, I think that would be the point of when it's too much. When absolutely nobody would ever buy that beer.
As a salesman?
It sat on the shelf forever. That's when it would be too much.
No, I'm just
because wondering. I bought a therapist the other day because I was like, let's have a party. Let's taste something good, nice. And I said that because Scott's here. And like, let's have a good, nice, kick-ass, big-ass beer.
Yep.
And let's have some fun. And I bought one on purpose to do that. You know?
It's always good to buy that beer.
I know I'm not.
Falling into a therapist on accident is never a good idea.
But I knew I'm not going to session this beer because it's a fucking triple IPA.
Yeah, right.
But you know when it sits on the shelf forever and goes, and you're like,
taste my oxidized hops.
Yeah, nobody's ever bought this beer.
Yep,
that's when it's too much.
Well, that's what we're gonna rectify.
We still got a couple voicemails.
Oh,
let's keep going.
Perfect Pour, Diamond's
back.
I took a couple weeks off because you guys were getting hammered by all those other voicemails. You know, I don't know how many you'll have tonight, but I'm sure a lot.
Yep.
Which brings me to Bearded Brewer. You had me going there for a minute. I was like, wait, did I get drunk and call again? And then you had to go and slam Android.
Why you got to mess with it, man?
Android, and my phone doesn't have it.
Nice. Did he just cut it off?
No, drop the mic.
He was just talking about.
Nicely done, Diamond.
Anyways,
well played.
A couple things I've been drinking, not sculpting like all my friends because,
Diamond, don't do that to yourself.
I'm just not going to do it.
I hella appreciate that, Diamond, but don't do that to yourself.
Had some Cigar City beer. Some sweetwater beer brought up from a friend who went down to Georgia. The sweetwater beer was to be had fresh. Said so on the bottle.
Went down to Georgia.
It said best by like the end of January, and he got it to me like 2 weeks ago. So, I mean, that's the first sweetwater I've had. Wasn't the best. If I would have had a Sonic Foamer, possibly would have helped.
Oh,
maybe.
Sonic Foamer's been quiet this episode.
Anyways,
beers have been fresh.
Yeah,
yeah, that's about it. Been drinking all day IPA and Two Hearted. Oh wait,
yes.
Speaking of Two Hearted, Bells, not like Bells from the show, but next Bell's Monday, Brewing. What is it? Oberon Day. So I'm going to go and hunt down a super mini keg for you guys.
Oh,
and I'll ship it out to you.
Mini keg.
I'll ship it empty.
That's what they make those. Bells make those mini kegs.
We just bought a bunch of little 2.5 gallon kegs at Dust
Thanks,
Bowl.
Thanks, Diamond.
Oh, better nice. Part of the employee
what?
Incentive program.
Oh,
now.
For the employees.
Yeah, it's once a month.
Industry only, bro.
Yep. Once a month, we're allowed to fill a 2.5 gallon keg with whatever we want off the bright tank.
Therapist.
Well, it sounds like you just told these guys that. They're getting
old. So, it sounds like you just called us employees.
So, if you're going to bring it up,
next time you guys want to come to Turlock, I'm just saying I might have the hookup for you.
Is Decibel interested in its own podcast? And would that mean I'm an employee if I did said podcast?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to deal with our marketing department. They would want to filter you too much.
Just call
you
just
might
call
have
Lauren.
To get rid of the Napolitanos.
So
but,
just call
what's
Lauren. She'll make
about
it
that.
I have a 2.5 gallon keg that I could bring, but it's actually 4.5 gallons. Is that okay? Yeah. It's just two of them.
Same thing.
As long as when you show up and it leaves with 2.5 gallons, right. You're okay with that?
I have the same, but it's a 15.5.
We'll promise to pump lots of CO2 in there for you.
But, you know, whatever.
Little extra room. It's cool.
Can I get the...
One more, guys.
Yeah, I know, I already left a couple of voicemails, but...
Uh-oh.
When I got home, I realize it's quintuple now. I said quintuple.
Oh, I was thinking quintuple.
What's the matter with that?
Nobody ever talks about quins anymore. Things are anymore. Five times.
Like we used to.
Yeah.
Five parts or whatever.
I don't know that I've ever used the word quin on its own.
What's called a quin? It means the ipple or the oople. But the correct spelling and pronunciation
right,
is
everyone listen. Grammar girl.
Kind of like quintuple. Quadruple. Quintuple. I guess once you get past triple, it's no longer a nipple.
Quintuple.
Even if you got a hairy nipple. I don't know. But anyway, I was just correcting my grammar and shit there. Hopefully I got this in time because, you know, grammar, it's really important. Oh, yeah. Especially if you're, you know, saying stuff and junk. But anyway.
Stuff and junk.
That's it. Do you have great work?
Yeah.
I'm not driving. I did have a beer, though.
Perfect pour. The most sober listener
in
the
anyway,
podcast.
That's about it.
Glad to hear he's not
no
driving.
No more to say. Yes. There we go. Bye.
Bye, Scotty B.
Mellow
that
Scotty
was,
B is only
that was
only
a different,
driving.
Like, that was like, you know, we have those, we have the drunk Scotty B that's super, super chill. And then mm-hmm. we have the driving Scotty B that's all crazy.
Yeah.
But that was somewhere...
That was Scotty B after getting
Scotty
shot
B.
down by a girl at the bar.
Yeah.
That's Scotty B at like one of his press stops where he's like in between beers and
apologizing for grammar. Scotty B sounds like shot down Scotty B.
Well, oh, by the way, Scotty B, if you're looking for a different podcast, there's Grammar Girl, the Grammar Girl. It's like a 5-minute podcast and it's a little grammar item every episode. So there you go.
Is that what you train the youngins in?
Yeah.
Here's a 5-minute podcast. Get interested.
Yep. Yeah. Get interested. That was voicemails 559-492-0542. So there we go. I think we're gonna expedite the situation now. But first, we need a new beer before we do anything else. And this one's from some little brewery.
When did you refill that bag?
Look at that!
Damn it! I knew I should have left that one at home.
Wait, what's going on right now?
Modern Times, Floating World, Tropical Otherworldly IPA from Big Game James donated this to the show. Or at least he donated to Matt, who donated to
Do you guys like Modern Times?
Nah.
There's two Modern Times that are not making it to the show.
Wow.
Why you gotta
we feel bad for them.
Is
that
the, Is it the Humaluma Amalula?
Yeah, the Humaloo.
Oh,
why is that not making it to the show?
Hullamaloo, that's the correct.
Damn it.
I've had a couple of
Hullamaloo.
I've had a couple either beer garden.
I love gold.
Yes. Couple of patrons of the beer garden and or staff members that have gone out of town. They're like, hey, I'm going to Russian River. You want anything? I was like, yeah, I'll take a 7-day-old blind pig. Or I'm going down to Modern Times. You want anything? Yeah, I'll take a Hullamaloo.
Beatification, please.
Yeah. Mm. I'll take a temptation, you know, whatever.
It came to me.
Okay, that
first.
Was just a bunch of gibberish,
I'm a lefty.
Why aren't you getting the
Leftorium?
He's not Irish. He doesn't go to the right. He goes to the left.
What is this left you speak of? I go right.
All right. The Modern Times is going around the tank. Thank you, Big Game James.
Tastes like soap.
It's time to open up your untapped, if you have them. Untapped. Or open up your memory bank.
Yes.
Discuss
for you analog untappers.
Try and figure out what beers you were drinking last week. I am Dorktown untapped, and just to not to spend too much time, but I did get a 6-pack of Luponic Distortion in cans.
Oh, you went for the cans.
And apparently, Reggie 559 told me that this is all of a sudden this. These cans are almost all gone from the market already.
That's fantastic.
And they're already moving on to the next batch number 2, two of the Luponic. So if you have cans, it's getting difficult to get them already.
Well,
that's unfortunate.
I think it was actually like February 5th was when it was like bottled and kegged and all that stuff, and we got it in March. So it already took a month to filter up to us, mm-hmm. and then now it's gone
we
for
get
the next.
Fire some quick.
That's shocking because that distributor is amazing.
Okay, it's okay, Randy.
This is not off air, just so you know, Randy.
Oh my god!
Totally on the air.
Oh my god!
Besides the point, Luponic Distortion's delicious, by the way.
It is delicious. A good beer.
It really is, and I hate Firestone because they keep coming out delicious beers.
I'm just happy it doesn't taste like a Jack, that's all.
And Amarilla Gorilla. Amarilla Gorilla from Smog City.
What?
IPA.
Where are you finding this?
We have it at the Fig Tree.
No.
We had it at Fig Tree.
Liar.
It looks like a lot of the other Smog Cities, so you just think, like, oh, I've been seeing that for weeks. But in actuality, it was pretty new. So it was nice. But my big highlight, though, from the my beer of the last week.
Whoa.
Microbial Impotence.
That is an amazing
track
brewery,
seven.
By the way. Yeah, I was going to say.
Track seven.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said that.
Please
right.
Say the track name again.
Track seven.
Microbial Impotence.
You sound like you need Viagra.
Microbial Impotence.
Some Viagra.
I'm pretty sure I'm saying that wrong.
I feel sorry for
it. It's an IPA, like with the sour. It's like a sourish IPA. Oh yeah. My God! Excellent.
God, I wish you guys had the distributor on.
Yeah, right I know, now, right?
But, yeah, if only.
You know, it's, I'm here.
Wish there was a guy sitting here with the Track 7 hoodie on.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Know. Because it's warm.
Is it? Do you know if that will ever make it to in cans, bottles, anything?
Or is it just a keg probably beer? Not. No, actually, what it was their award winning beer. Now I can't remember.
It's a it's a IPA sour.
Yeah. No, it's
lightly sour, which I liked.
Right. Yeah, it didn't never touch.
It's nice when they go subtle on the sour sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, fuck it. It was great. You should find it and drink it.
Yes, exactly. That was my review on Untapped, actually.
Yeah, no. To be honest, you will not be able to find it.
Eureka Burger in Fresno had it last week.
That might be the only place left that has it.
Oh, my God. It was good.
Yeah, my warehouse guy broke the last keg of it, so.
No.
Damn, you warehouse guy.
I know, then, I know. I was like, and you didn't invite me with a straw? Come on, man.
Speaking of triples and stuff, I had the Hop Apocalypse Triple IPA from Drake's.
Ooh.
The black label.
Nothing black.
I bought it for the show, but we have so many beers right now. I was just like, I'm just going to drink it. Yeah. The show doesn't.
Probably better that it didn't get old.
Oh, my God.
I believe
dude,
Drake's are pretty.
I pulled out the wine stopper for that, and that I used it over two different nights. Both nights it kicked, like, it put me to bed, and I don't remember.
Wow.
Like, I don't, like,
it lasted two
nights.
I'm
like, I know I poured it, but then I don't remember anything that happened after I poured that.
So the blackout's appropriate on the label.
It blacks you out.
Well, it's a triple IPA, and. Well, actually, they prefer African American IPA.
Yeah.
But
offensive
why
line.
Why do you have to say they?
Well, I meant Drake's because they just came out with a albino label instead of a white label.
Right, right. Caucasian label.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what the PC version is, but it's delicious, and I'm gonna go drink more of it tonight.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Nick,
hello.
What have you been caught drinking? The Nick 80 on Untapped.
I had a rather adventurous weekend.
Oh my.
And by adventurous, it means I left my house.
I left the block.
I left my neighborhood.
Yeah. I actually picked up a pizza instead of having it delivered.
Oh, hell no. What am I, a peasant? Good God, man.
You mean... doing something that someone else could do for me?
Yes.
No.
Why would I ever do such a thing? So I happened to find myself on the Flovis border.
Uh-oh.
And what does one do on the Flovis district. Border?
Say hi to Randy.
Were you there? You weren't there.
You live in the Taint District?
Well, you could have said hi to Randy and I would have been there.
Get a Jameson on draft?
Hey, guys, the sign's working. I went to House of Pendragon.
Oh, that place.
Yeah. Oh, that place.
I love those guys.
They're pretty cool.
Me too.
I love you guys.
They make some great beers.
Yes, and getting even better now that they have room to grow a little bit.
Well, the hop contracts have finally came in. And everything's amazing now.
Yeah, and he's expanding. He's got dueling breweries.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And so I had the All Doin' from House of Pendragon, the coffee... Porter? Question mark? Was it a porter or stout? Cherrywood smoked coffee porter.
Yeah, I wish you had that like pulled up already so that you didn't have all this dead air.
See, memory fail.
Yeah.
That's why we have Untappd.
They're clawless.
Did you say memory or memory?
Well, we had that with on Dorktown. We had that red.
We did. We had the Dragoon.
I felt bad that Matt wasn't there.
Oh, Dorktown sure you did.
200. Don't feel bad.
Jerk. Because he likes the red. Have you had that Dragoon, Matt?
No.
Oh.
Maybe. Oh, I don't recall.
Actually, see, Untappd doesn't help because they don't say what it is. Oh, it is porter. So coffee, Cherrywood smoked coffee porter from House of Pendragon. Is the Alduin, and we aptly named it the Alduin. And mighty fine beer. I happened to walk in there, and Brewlosophy was there. Have you guys heard of Brewlosophy yet?
The Scotty's trying to hook us up.
And he was he was actually on the session fairly recently.
Yeah, he's like kicking ass, I guess.
Can you explain to all of us what that is?
He has found a way to convince brewers to make two different versions of a beer. And you blind taste test the same beer with a slight variation in it. And try and... You don't try and find what the difference is, but that there is a difference. Can you tell there's a difference between these two? Yes or no?
He'll like, yeah, he'll experiment with like one thing, like one.
No.
Whatever. Let's say there's 100 processes, yes. Well, 50 processes of making a beer. He'll like change one.
So he relies on the brewers to make the change in the beer and then sets up the test. So he has iPads all around the bar and he'll hand you two or three samples of a beer. And then you taste the beers and log in your answer on the iPad. And then hand it back to him. And he collects the data. And I don't know what they do with that. Well, I don't know what the end
what's
is.
What's the point of
he,
it?
He has I'm a big. Curious. There's like a spreadsheet and stuff. He has all
now,
the stats.
But I think, solid idea. I think well, the idea the is, you know, how much makes a difference? Like, can you.
Yeah, how many variables can you tweak?
Right.
How many variables on the back end can you tweak
to point?
Where the consumer actually...
I think it's
actually...
more for the brewers and not for the drinkers.
So,
well, no, it's
so
for the
it's
drinkers,
like,
too.
Oh, you change the yeast or you change the hop.
Well,
can the consumer
what I'm guessing is, did the extra $100 in X make a difference in the beer?
Yeah, you're always trying to make the beer better, and sometimes
you did all 6 hours more worth of work for no change.
We started off the night with we've done a decoction mash on for years, and we've done a couple of batches where we only did a decoction on half the batch and not the other half, and we wanted to see if there was a difference because that's an extra hour in the process,
right?
That you're trying to see whether or not you're actually getting what you know you're spending money and time on, trying to coax out of it. So, absolutely, I think that's really cool,
yeah. And the other thing is, where is the palate of your customer? Mm-hmm. You know, do you
what do they want?
I come in. Yes, I've been drinking craft beer for 12 years.
Doesn't mean I know what you want to drink.
You know, does a Coors Light still taste as good as your Hobo Pilsner?
Right.
You know, can they tell the difference? If you handed them a Coors Light and go, "Oh, we just brewed this yesterday," it's a Coors Light.
We're working on.
Somebody's going to do that to me someday. I know it. And I'm going to look like
IPA.
A jackass.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we did it this last week, a couple of weeks ago. We've been working on a couple of Mexican lagers to release in six packs for Central Valley off the new brewery. Yeah. We've already got the names lined up. I'm not going to share that yet. I'll come and share that once I know we've got the trademark locked down. But it's a great Central Valley name for a Mexican lager.
Nice. Yes.
We did
Lupita Lomeli.
Three or four test batches, and had them all come out within, you know, probably 30 to 45 days of each other, and then tasted all of our owners blind. You know, our brewmaster set it up. A couple of our brewers did the blind tasting. Our brewmaster tasted it blind. I tasted blind. And we even mixed in, with some of the taste tests, you know, a Dos Equis or, you know, those kinds of beers to just see. You know, all right, you think you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, is there any difference between what you're trying to do with this Mexican lager versus, you know, some macro Mexican lager? You know, you don't want it to be about the emperor's new clothes. You want to make sure that there's some substance to what you're doing.
Nice. Yes.
All right. Well, what else?
So also the coconut brown ale, also new for House of Pendragon.
Oh.
That was the new brew Thursday this
week. Ooh, producer Becky needs to try that.
It was tasty. Not quite as decadent as the Alduin, but still a nice drinking beer, coconut brown ale. So I guess if you're going to make a day in Clovis, you might as well go to BC's after that and have some black tie from Fieldwork.
Whoa.
Nice.
BC's had some fieldwork.
Where have we had fieldwork before? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
That's weird.
From this show.
Did you happen to run into a guy named Josh at BC's?
No.
Okay.
Chad, maybe?
No. Chad? No, Chad's my TV guy.
Chad's my TV guy.
So if you did see Chad, tell him I do need a wall mount for my TV.
Oh, there you go. And then, last but not least, Fresno's brand newest craft brewery. They do not call themselves independent brewing, so I cannot legitimately call them that.
Oh.
But Pine and Palm Brewing.
Pine and Palm Brewing.
Pine
new
Palm
brewer
Brewing.
In Fresno.
Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere.
Yeah, just like shocking, like all of a sudden popped up this week.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're here.
Hey,
like,
we brew beer.
Yeah.
literally macro brew, as in they only had two beers on. He's really, really getting off the ground right now, but wanting to make it happen in a little industrial park in North Fresno.
Isn't it like between Lowe's and Meat Market or something like that?
No, it's behind.
It's even behind the Meat Market.
West Sam's, Sam's Club, Lowe's,
west
and all
of
that.
Them,
you have to go down like El Paso and then like right. They're behind.
It's in the heart of Pinedale for any true Fresno.
Industrial Pinedale.
Google it, guys.
The Pinedale Google Industrial it. District.
The 936 zip code area.
Literally, when your front door is a roll-up door, you're in an industrial park.
Hold on, guys. I got this.
When there's probably one or two more breweries next to you, you're probably in an industrial park.
There's a water softener place next to him,
and then a carpet place probably.
Good then, yeah,
carpet.
So we've got a plumber. We've got
go get your car detailed,
online meet
your house carpeted
website.
Oh, yeah. And have a
and we've got
a
green energy place.
That's exactly where
just opened up next to us.
Nice,
that's very green.
That's industrial.
It's super green.
Oh, that. Kind.
Shut up, everybody!
They're right next to to our lab, and we were standing around one Friday and just like, those guys are green friendly, all right.
Yeah, those are not hops. I can tell you that,
Nick. How were the beers?
The beers were excellent.
Yeah, and what styles were they? Because there was only two.
There was only actually. What's funny is he was literally kegging the second style as he was serving the first style.
And
he's like, hold on 1 second. I'll have the second one on.
Sounds pretty indie to me, bro.
I'm kegging it right now. I'll have the second on in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Bro, I tasted the beer before he even made it.
I tasted
the transfer.
I did the bright tank.
Were you like going, are you cold transferring that?
You're not cold transferring that.
Can I put my finger in that real quick?
Whatever,
no, but seriously.
No, but I should have. That would
what styles and how were they?
So both were IPAs. First was
Because that style was popular or something.
Nobody buys IPAs.
Double IPA.
Thank God there's more
anyone
IPAs
on the West Coast making IPAs right now?
No, he's the first, I think.
he just thought
it's
of
the
it.
Mostly East Coast thing.
We are so
we're so behind.
I'm hitting my head against the microphone.
Proverbial wall.
Come on, you're a sales guy. You're supposed to love IPAs.
I love my IPAs.
Because they make him money, Lebowski.
Money.
Choose a brand. If I sell it, I love that IPA.
Do you know?
Hops of Wrath and Therapist are the best IPAs out there, by the way.
When they're not old.
Well played, son. Well played. Yeah.
In three weeks,
you're just twisting
it will
that
be
grain.
The best IPAs out there. I trust. Trust me. I'm white. I don't lie.
Gosh.
What? All right. What kind of IPAs?
We don't know.
Yeah, no. Come on, get back to it.
Yeah,
bro.
So one was the California Double IPA.
All right.
And that was the first beer I had. Citrusy, not overly hopped. A lot of malt to it. Not a
just
lot.
Just come out with it.
Enough
it,
malt.
It was a sweet, malty double IPA.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad by any means.
I don't know. Sweet's a little adventurous, but...
Shut up, Nick. It was a sweet, malty double IPA. It was good. If you like a sweet,
no, it was
malty
really
double
good.
IPA. Yeah.
Cloudy. You could tell. No filtering.
It. There was nothing wrong with
nothing
it.
Nothing at all.
But it was a sweeter style double and IPA.
Unfiltered. So was it... have a bigger yeast component to it?
I think that's what brought forward the malt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 8.2% didn't hurt.
No.
That's nice for a double IPA.
Yeah. No,
you know, again,
it was definitely
drinkable. We were talking earlier about doing 15, 16% IPAs, and I think that's jumping the shark a bit. Yeah. I do still believe in a double IPA being 8 to 8.5%.
Yeah, very sneaky too. You know, you could not tell the heat.
Oh no, you couldn't taste.
Yeah,
the alcohol, you couldn't taste it.
Didn't even know. And then he had a single hop IPA that was Simcoe was the single hop in that batch. Another 8.2, and Scotty B was there. We were hanging out, and he's like, "What do you think this is?" I was like, "I don't know, 4 or 5%." And then we asked the brewer, nice. And he's like, "That's 7.9 at best, if not 8." And we're like, holy shit, this thing is drinking like a lager. Like, what the hell's going on here?
He figured out that.
Yeah.
Hide the alcohol.
Very well.
Nice.
I didn't
colder
care for that
fermentation.
One. Didn't care for it as much as the double IPA, personally. But go try them both. And I can't wait to see what else he does.
Well, and you're the stout fan too, right? So you like your malty beers. Yeah. You want something a little more malty, a little bit more full bodied, a little bit more sweetness on the back end. Okay,
I like something that
no
tongue depressor for sure.
Okay, no,
I got to try a couple of their beers, and there's nothing wrong with them, and I'm excited to see what he brings out.
Yeah, cool. It was interesting to watch him behind the bar because he was he poured out at least 3 or 4 beers. For no reason. You didn't know. He was just pouring them, looking at them, dumping it.
Yeah.
Just seeing what the beer, how it's coming out of the keg.
I believe his name is Roger. He's definitely someone to keep an eye out and follow because, he's on a path to success.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadly, though,
shut up, Matt.
They
don't care what you say.
They were the 6th brewery in town, and they now slid into the 5th place.
Bom, bom, bom. What are you talking about?
Wait, how do you slide into
that, because that means somebody closed.
Yep. What?
I won't, until I see a press release, I won't say, but word on the street.
I'm so sorry, Tyga.
Tyga Sequoia.
Had a great run.
Close
their door.
Fresh, I loved you guys.
Fresh, yes, is
so
a going away party.
Tyga Sequoia. Don't buy any of their beers because it's probably old now, but.
Yes, love old beer.
But they were great, though, weren't they?
But guess what? Dust Bowl's now the most local beer available.
Don't go starting that. No, if you guys got a local brewery, drink your local brewery, man.
Yeah, which was
Dust Bowl. I don't care whether it's – if you're in Turlock, drink Dust Bowl. If you're in San Francisco, drink Speakeasy.
Dust Bowl.
Or,
drink Dust Bowl. Yeah, no.
No, seriously. Scott. Yes,
you're
buy Dust Bowl.
You're killing my sales, Scott.
No, hey. I know what you're saying, Randy.
Hey,
but
if I had a kitchen, Dust Bowl would be on draft.
You know, yeah, there you go. He's right. Just drink anything Delta Pacific.
Support
what he says.
Support beer
support
that you enjoy.
Support the man who has 3 children.
That's the best
ultimately,
way to say
support
it.
Beer Delta that Pacific. You enjoy. That's what makes craft beer go is people supporting beer that you enjoy. That's what allowed a lot of these breweries that you guys are big fans of to grow into what they are. That's allowed us to grow, allowed Tioga to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Loud Russian River to grow, Stone, any of those guys.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Who?
Those guys all became who they were because someone supported some local beer, man.
Those guys.
Well, poor.
What? What so, right. Beer to Brewer.
Yeah.
What brewery are you referring to?
I will not name that until I see a press release. I don't want to be that guy.
Oh.
But
come on. You won't break any news for us.
I'm surprised we had 6. I can't even think of them right now.
The last time we're talking about, you were talking, giving us news on Tioga having six packs of the XPA and the Firefall, And we're like, oh, can we talk about this? Nope, can't talk about it.
Are you really going to do six packs of the XPA?
The next day, it was out there in the public.
Good.
They're printed.
Good.
We're waiting to get them.
That's a great beer.
Thank you.
It's going to be an awesome summer Thank beer. So we can't. So a local brewery is closing that we cannot say, but you can guess. And then by the time everyone's listening to this, it'll probably be known.
Yeah. It'll probably be known before this comes out.
It'll get released tomorrow. Stupid. Yeah.
Damn it. Damn it, Bearded Brewer. Now I'm just left to... Is it the one that nobody likes? Can you tell me that?
No, that one's going to last forever.
Yeah, that one will be around forever. Yeah.
So, I won't...
Are we talking about Tioga again?
Yeah. Nobody likes those guys.
Nobody likes you. I don't like you either.
So... Let's see.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five.
I don't know.
So the six breweries in town would be Tioga Sequoia, Mad Duck Brewing, Black Ops or Tactical Ops, Pendragon, Full Circle, and Pine and Palm. Those are the six breweries in town as of this moment.
In Fresno.
Oh, I know.
Riley's.
Oh, Fresno, well, Clovis, Sanger.
Tundera, right?
Riley's. You could include that. That'd be seven. And then you could go Southgate. Yes, I did.
Okay. Everything comes full circle from time to time.
Full circle.
So if you did Southgate and then Riley's.
Oh, we're getting into our local debate again.
And then you could add in Three Monkeys. So then we have one, two, three.
Contract verse.
Well, no, I'm curious about what you guys consider local here.
So then
I'm always curious. Every community I'm in, what's your determination on local?
Because we have less than 10, all of them.
No, but
every brewery.
So like Tioga Sequoia up in Turlock has drink local as part of their tagline.
Okay.
There's a lot of Sacramento breweries that consider themselves local in the Bay Area.
It's mileage.
So yeah, is it a mileage thing? Is it
for us because we have so few?
You have so few. Okay.
Dust Bowl, you guys are local to us.
Yeah.
Lengthwise in Bakersfield is local.
Because Sacramento treats us as local.
Southgate is local.
San Francisco does.
Southgate. We'll even take Libertine.
Now Firestone. Local to us. Is Firestone local?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Because
of proximity. Because when you go to the coast, where's everybody from?
They're less than an hour and a half, right?
But I want to know, is it an hour drive, like the drive time, mileage time, or what? Like,
what? No, what is normal for the valley? Like,
you keep
it's no big
mic.
Deal to go to Morro Bay for the weekend.
It's not my normal chair.
All right, so.
Just had to take you out of your
Firestone zone. Being in Paso is local.
But they market here heavily.
But what about any slow breweries? Are those local?
No, because Pismo Brewing isn't local to us, even though they're from Fresno.
Like Barrel House.
Oh, yeah. Well, Barrel House is
local for you guys?
Barrel House is local.
Yeah, because that's in Paso. But what about Paso. Like Tapit or...
Yeah, Tapit's local.
Okay, because that's in slow.
Right.
Which I sell, so
buy it. So you're using the 100-mile radius. That 100-mile radius seems to be kind of the generic fallback that people go into.
See, Central Coast counts.
No, exactly. Yeah, you're Portland, San Diego, or even San Francisco. You know, suddenly you've got enough saturation of breweries around Sacramento at this point.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point where they've got 40
Kern
or 50
River,
breweries.
We're like, yes, bring it. Kern River's, you know, Lake Isabella.
What? The thirst
via Bakersfield
of craft breweries for Fresno is different than what we consider local, because the Central Valley thirsts for craft breweries, but is it local?
Is it local?
I'll tell you my experience.
Do we consider anything north of Sacramento local?
That's where it gets sketchy.
No.
So is Sacramento the cutoff?
I don't even think Sacramento's local.
The end.
Or is
Sacramento? I consider Sacramento local for us in Turlock, but again, we're another hour and 15 minutes away. So
for Fresno, is it Central Valley? Is that what's local? Because Paso is not Central Valley.
No, but who is regular to that part of the coast? Is Fresno's?
That's different.
True. You go every time you go to. Who are you from? Fresno.
Yep.
Or Bakersfield.
So are you just saying that locals wherever the Central Valley
the natural
to?
Your natural
because
migration
Bakersfield
natural
will
migration
over
from
to
Fresno.
LA though, but that's the Central Valley.
No, but that's exactly what he's saying. So like you know, someone in Bakersfield
we'll
probably feels
LA.
Differently about right, beers that are local. Accessible in Fresno versus what's accessible in LA. People in Bakersfield, I don't know this. I've got family in Bakersfield, but I would assume that they probably tie their local feeling to Southern California beer into Los Angeles as opposed to the Central Valley.
Yeah, exactly. They think Modern Times is local because they get it all the time.
Yep.
Whereas but
that's also distribution because soon we'll have Modern Time distribution.
That's what my label's here.
Been. Where's your lily pad labeled. At? You know what I mean? Where's your bathroom when you're going out of town?
Was it double labeled?
It was.
Nice.
Mine's wherever my kids are not yelling at me.
Right, but what I'm saying... yeah, okay.
My kids are yelling at me, we're not
as
stopping.
Far as you can get before you have to take a bathroom break.
Right.
Where is that, you know, where is that going to
be? That really depends on...
Yeah, no, you it's... Know. That's,
whether
that's
or not I pee before I hit the road.
Did you have coffee?
Yeah.
I may stop and get a Gatorade. Wow, we don't know.
Screw it up. No, but I'm just saying, it's like Bakersfield, like Southern California, is really local to them because it's just going over
it's
the grapevine.
It's just over the grapevine.
But why? Why?
Because distribution. So
is it? Or is it because 10 steps out of Bakersfield, there's nothing?
No,
there is absolutely nothing between them and... The Lebec exit before they're at the base of the grapevine, there's absolutely nothing around them.
Dude, now.
No, there is a lovely Black Bear Diner right off.
Yeah. And the Flying J trucks up.
No,
yes, exactly.
Now, does Bakersfield consider Firestone and Tioga?
Probably
local?
Because if you ever have been to the coast, you know.
Yeah, Bakersfield's got a bunch of people over in Slo.
Well, no,
from the Jack Ranch Cafe, it's the same distance from Fresno to Bakersfield.
Bakersfield and Fresno.
Exact same distance.
So Firestone's local from Paso to Bakersfield all the way to Fresno.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's local to Firestone.
Because why? If you look at the map.
So now will Tioga Sequoia be local to Bakersfield and Paso then?
No.
So Firestone can come to Fresno and be local, but Tioga Sequoia can't go to Paso and be local.
Sure they can.
Oh, yes. Yes. I thought you meant Bakersfield.
Well, no, it doesn't matter because isn't Bakersfield
closer? Oh, I bet you Bakersfield considers Tioga local. I only know that crap market so much, but I would think that they do.
They at least know
Firestone coming to Fresno is local as Tioga going to Paso is local.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. Look what's directly west of us. It's actually is
Monterey.
Right.
Is directly west of Fresno.
Yes.
Southwest is Paso Robles. So it's actually longer to get to Paso Robles, but we still consider that local because of the natural migration that way.
Right. So I'm just curious, though. Do you consider Tioga Sequoia local to Paso as Firestone is local?
That's up to them.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you got to live in Paso to determine. That's why I was curious what Fresno considers local.
That's why
I know what Sacramento people consider local. I know what East Bay or San Francisco
it's because
I'm always curious what each market thinks.
Starvation for a market right now. We don't have one. You know, so San Diego has 116 breweries in their neighborhood.
Right.
They don't need any more.
You're preaching to the choir, but I'm from
By the way, Mike,
we need everybody.
This last hour and a half of
I'm just hanging out.
I try my best to incorporate beer places into people's journeys because a lot of times at Tioga, we get foreigners from Yosemite. They come to America. They want to.
Totally.
They end up in Yosemite to cross things off their bucket list. They find our beer. They come down to us, and there's just like, are there other breweries? And I ask them where they're headed, and I try to point them in a direction. And if I know they're headed up to Oregon or something like that, I try to say, go to Dust Bowl, go to this, go to that. If they're going down towards LA to go to the desert or whatever, I say, you know, try to go lengthwise. I try to send them places. And the best time this has ever worked out for me, they were about 90% sure it was my recommendation, me physically, but I was at Southgate earlier this year.
A brewery, by the way.
A beautiful brewery. And I was sitting there and I had my Tioga stuff on like I do. Most of my wardrobe is
80%, now Tioga. 80% of anything I can wear at this point says Dust Bowl on it.
Yeah. And a lady comes up and taps me on the shoulder and she was just like, hey, she's just like, I'm pretty sure it was you, but like 2 years ago, we were in town and we were asking of different places to go. And someone, if not yourself, recommended us to come up here to Southgate. And I recommend people all the time to come to Southgate. And it was the owner of Toolbox Brewing.
Nice.
Yeah. Had no idea who they were. They were just in our tap room trying beers. They totally liked our beers and everything. I sent them up to Southgate and they befriended the owners of there and they go there routinely. And it's just perfect of, you know, I haven't had that happen from Dust Bowl per se. I haven't had Dust Bowl go, hey, you recommended somebody. They said you're cool, whatever. But I'm totally the person that says you need to try them. You need to go to Hop. You need to go to Southgate. You need to go to Dust Bowl. You need to go to Lengthwise. Every one of those places will have one beer at least you can drink, if not more.
So point is, Matt's amazing. And
I try.
Yeah.
Wow. I try.
He recommends local breweries.
Well, that concept of always having a beer for everybody. You know, that's something you can have 9 different IPAs on your board, and you're going to make a certain segment of the population happy. They're going to be the more vocal, more nerdy aspect of the craft beer community. And they're going to be the ones that are going to get the word out there more. But having, you know, that's one of the things that we always like to do is have a beer for everybody. You know, you mentioned Fruit Tramp earlier. I hate raspberry wheats. it's not a style of beer I want to touch, much less even try to sell. But there's a segment of the population that wants it. That's a great comment to make, as far as there's always at least a beer there that you're going to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
They make enough broad beers and they do them well enough that someone is going to enjoy one of those beers on tap.
Well, I'm just curious about breweries and their most popular beer. And what they think about them. Like Firestone, I'm assuming their most popular beer is what, 805?
Yeah.
And easily, what they I think about them. And then you saying one of your most popular beers was the, you know, strawberry.
Well, that's at our tap room.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just like, now, do you focus on those, like, people, or do you focus on the craft centric? Or like, how do you start, decide
it? It depends on your level of insanity. There are beers that you do because they're cool, not necessarily because they make money. And there's beers that you do because they pay bills.
And but what beers but it's would still you? Yeah,
there are beers you do because they keep the lights on.
Yeah, yeah. Which 805, I'm assuming 805 keeps every light
if
on.
If you had to pick something,
every brewery, at
805
all,
is probably a beer and a brand much. That has paid salaries.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
But we are probably a crowd
through college and all that.
This is probably a crowd in the room that prefers the boxed beer that comes out of Firestone. But
wow,
they don't have a velvet Merkin Ford F-100 pickup driving down the highway. They have an 805
right.
Ford F-100 well, pickup driving down.
F-100 pickup driving down the highway doesn't want a velvet Merkin.
Ooh.
Well, he might.
Ooh. Oh, he definitely keep the filter clean.
He wants
right?
an actual velvet.
What if it's
Merkin,
a King Ranch
a
edition?
He probably does. You're right. You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
Well, I'm
no
I'm,
shut up, Mike. We're gonna
sorry,
keep talking
bro.
For ye sorry, like, bro. Hours and hours.
How was this? How was that Modern Times floating world?
We had what?
It was amazing.
Modern Times.
No, remember something else up?
I don't even know we had it. Did we have it?
Yeah. Is there more of it? Because I would
there's,
like more.
There's
of it.
Some dregs in there.
Yeah. No. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Dregs. My was there anything else you wanted to mention, Bearded Brewer, before we? Moved on?
No, I'll skip my BenCon. We're running late.
All right. Well, I'm skipping my looking out for. I'll save them for next week.
Nice.
Any I'm sorry. Looking, anything do you guys to look have out time? For? Like, do you have to go to bed or something?
Yeah, we all
like,
got to go to bed.
It's a podcast. You
dude, I
got to
be in Bakersfield in like 7 hours.
Come woo! On,
wow.
Welcome any, to the perfect
good thing it's local.
Anything to look out
yeah.
for.
Yeah, now we established that. That's
well,
right.
Yeah, it is
local. It's local. It's just right. like yeah. you can get an Uber down the Bakersfield.
Yeah. Oh, that should be the standard.
Yeah, how far would you can Uber to it? If you can Uber to it, it's local.
Would you pay an Uber to it?
I mean, chew your beers is if you can smell it.
That is local.
Yeah, literally no breweries.
I don't know if I would use a taxi ride as a way to measure local.
Yeah.
I've spent $150 on a cab ride before to get home.
Yeah. Wow. As sad as it is,
that was after the double IPA fest.
All right.
No, you didn't. Hayward.
You know what? Yeah. It probably is the closest.
So basically, when you go
Uber
back to your hotel tonight,
I'm not
to sleep in the
Sanger
shower
for Pendragon. I'm sorry, guys. You're
is
not
it Uber
at this point. Yeah.
I'm a professional.
Yeah. Professional.
Although, like Pine and
Palms. They actually pay me to try
I
and
probably
do this.
Could Uber there. Yeah.
That's so
you said
cool
keyword try.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I could hit Sam's Club and do some other shit, too.
Get some free samples.
Yeah. Take a spoil. What am I going to do? There's nothing downtown.
Look, while all you're distracted, that motherfucker got another beer right there.
Oh, snap.
Oh, this is the beer I've been looking forward to all night.
Everybody, we're leaving you. We're going to have some fun.
The only reason Scott's not here. But, sir, you brought your new seasonal, and this is?
I get a chance to drink Dust Bowl beer all the time. Don't get me wrong. I'll be a company shill as much as I need to. But I'm a craft beer nerd by trade. That's why they pay me to do what I do.
The point of all of this is in 3 weeks.
This beer impressed
fresh
the hell out of me.
Fresh beer everywhere from Dust Bowl.
What do you got, brand new, sexy
distributor. Right. At least the salesman.
But we
beyond
like the
that,
vintage
we don't
Dust
care.
Bowl.
Yeah, no, I know.
All right, so this is a high C IPA from Fieldwork.
Gosh.
What? Yeah. Orange.
Wow.
Dude, like a
this is orange.
Like
orange.
A Smartie.
This is the one that has like
what's
slime
the little
on
kind
the
of
label,
orange tangerine.
I'm peeling off an orange right now.
One of the first beer I ever had from Fieldwork was grapefruit
don't use
sea
up all
salt
this. I'm
IPA.
Using it all up, Nick.
No! Don't take all the aroma.
I'm taking it off.
You jerk.
Quit sucking it so much.
It was one of the first beers I ever tried
the
that
jerk star called
showed
the running
off
out
what
of you.
Sea salt can be in a beer.
I'm like, dude. Hey, I forget the retort.
I don't know.
Do they have Slimer on the logo and all that for
Randy
the high seas?
Randy uses big.
Yeah, I know. I've been saving it for the good stuff that you bring out afterwards. It's not my first rodeo.
We are
guys.
In Perfect Pour After Hours.
After Hours.
Yeah.
Perfect Pour XL.
Perfect Pour minus Randy. Yeah.
Got
perfect.
Perfect
fresh fruit aroma.
All right, now,
perfect
now the beer has
edition.
Gone around to everyone, and Nick is finally the last one to pour.
Whoa,
oh
my God, finally. It smells like fresh, like
it's a fruit juice.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
You're right. This beer
sucks.
Get
your nose in there.
Stank ho.
Yeah. Are we still on? Because I took my pants off already.
Yeah. I could hear it.
Yeah, no.
You could hear his pants off?
I can hear Randy's pants are off.
I've lost weight because I'm stressed.
Scott took one sip and he already went back to seconds.
He made a mistake and used a taster glass.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we were going big pours on this one.
Oh, yeah.
I took two sips and half my beer was gone.
Scott, it's big pour time. You should have realized why I didn't use the big glass.
That's okay. There was a second crowler of this, but on Sunday it disappeared.
What? You didn't tell us there were four crowlers.
Lauren.
No. She bought three of them. I bought one of them.
Okay.
But I did bring myself a crowler of this home. The orange aroma on this blew me away.
This is
I love
like
West Coast IPAs.
Pill.
Yeah, right. It's
oh my God.
There's a lot of people throwing citrus in beers right now. A lot of people throwing grapefruit, tangerine, whatever the hell they can at IPAs on the West Coast. And this has smelt the most, again, balanced, fresh. It's like biting into a fresh orange while you're drinking an IPA.
So you don't drink this beer, you just smell it, right?
Yeah.
No.
High C.
You just smell it.
You smell it. I drink it.
No,
you could
guys,
inhale
guys,
this
guys,
beer?
Guys. Honestly, Fieldwork makes amazing beers,
they do.
Horrible decisions and distributors.
Oh, here we go.
They need to go with Delta Pacific.
But everybody likes
it. We got to get you out of the
like
distributor
nobody.
World.
No, I just enjoying this beer too much. It's great.
No, the fruit chews. That is an orange fruit chew to me. It's not necessarily
what is
high C.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, no, you get it with your lunch. It's a little
the little packet. Lunch. Yeah,
it's
made out of the same kind of goo that they make.
Where the hell
roll-ups
do you guys
out of.
Buy lunch it's at? That you guys get fruit chews.
I still go to my local elementary school. I don't know where you go.
I know, exactly.
These are the markers you used to color with.
Are you guys allowed 500 feet to these places you buy these lunches?
The orange sniffable marker?
I just get that. Like after I've eaten an orange and the what's left.
No, this is pretty much peel. You peel an orange and you're like, that's the nose on it right there.
So it is definitely orange, is what we're all saying. In some
there's sea salt
way.
In so there too.
Let's talk, yeah, I was gonna say, let's talk about the orange in it. Let's talk about the sea salt on the back
I'm
end.
I'm totally getting that.
Sea salt, when it comes to sharp acidity, when it comes to grapefruit or orange, and it comes to the bitterness on hops, really helps round out and smooth that finish out.
So are you saying this is like a gozy IPA?
Oh. Wait, is that serious?
This podcast has gone to a new low.
Oh, no.
No. You're talking about orange and sea salt.
We stayed on 1 minute too long.
Oh. You guys stayed on the whole time too long.
We stayed the whole time too long.
Whole time. Where you're like, you've got an editor, Randy. Right? Yeah,
that's me. I don't have the energy to edit this properly. It's going to go raw.
I'm going to be like, I thought I was on that podcast.
You're like, nope. You were there. Like, I thought I remember being there. No.
I'm pretty sure I said some bad stuff.
No, that wasn't. You weren't there, bro.
Yeah, no. You know.
What happened? Well, so, some cheers.
My fans love me. And by fans, I mean, hi, mom.
Your mom. I thought you were great on there, honey. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They were jerks.
Send those emails. Guys
are they jerks. Were Call jerks.
In. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks,
Nick,
Mom.
Nick, Mike, and Matt were mean to me, Mom.
Yeah. His they beard were, was honey. Not luscious
what,
enough.
What about your mom?
Oh, no, all I'm saying is you're not getting any Modern Times nothing, you bastards.
I still got big game.
We've had it all.
I know. I know this.
I am fully aware that I'm a Modern Times whore. I've accepted that long ago.
Whore?
No, I'm pretty sure whore? That sticker on your car says nothing.
Actually... I don't
actually, no, it says, I'm a Modern Times whore.
Yeah, no, it says everything.
No, it literally says.
My notebook says I'm a Modern Times whore.
Literally.
It's even recycled.
All right, we've had some great beers this episode, but it's time to give it
shut up,
beers.
Mike. We're still talking.
Sorry, bro. Sorry.
We're going to make this a 3-hour episode.
So, Mike is extinguishing the flames on this podcast that has crashed and burned.
That would should've be a new level for us.
Cheers. To Rizana Tea. Is it
Rizana
Tea? Rizana Tea. They always like us and make nice things on the social media.
Nice.
Renegade Gabery. I probably said that wrong. Portland Growler Company. Reggie U559, of course.
Reggie.
M. Gomez 6352. Roger Adirok.
Cheers to Matt. Not me, the guy from Texas.
Just saying, Scott's kind of awesome, too.
Darren's underscore tip.
Anyways, sorry.
Rensis 117. Beers Gears.
Beers Gears.
Pint of Hoppiness, of course.
Pint of Hoppiness, yep.
And our latest, he's still our newest patron, Nimai, a.k.a. Not Zorro.
A.k.a. Not Zorro.
Not Zorro.
So what any cheers you guys want to give out to anybody?
Cheers to Warthog's president, John Topher.
Oh, did you?
He was at the Pine and Palm.
Oh, all the big wigs are at Pine and Palm.
All the
Delta Pacific's number one dude was there.
King of the Castles, King
Scotty
of the Castles.
B. No, was Scotty there. B.
I really wasn't there. I was at Goldstein's.
Loser.
Yeah. No, I wasn't invited.
No. But everybody was invited.
Yeah, no, I know.
Industry
I know.
And media were there.
Industry. Yeah.
Anybody worthwhile was invited, and I was not.
You're a while.
Oh, wow. Maybe.
Who so, else?
Well, I sure know how to kill the mood, though, because it went super quiet when I started talking.
Well, you know.
Cheers to Scotty B.
Yeah.
Pearls and Pints. Daniel Ortiz. And George Daly. George Daly sent us beer. He found me on Untapped.
Yay! George is our East Coast, one of our East Coast guys.
He sent us the Ithaca that we were severely unimpressed with.
Had it.
No, we're just like it wasn't the same.
Wasn't the same.
The only thing I know about Ithaca was... the movie set.
Flower Power, bro.
Oh, Road Trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's the only thing
with
I know.
Mike's doppelganger.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my doppelganger in that movie.
Right.
What was her name? Brandon Micro.
Yeah. No. That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to cheers Diamond.
Diamond.
I actually freaked. I fooled him. I not only did I fool you guys, but I fooled him.
To think of like, oh, did I call? Oh, man.
It doesn't get any better than that.
I could do that. I would be like, because there's been several mornings where I'm like, what did I do? Like, I got to check my phone. What did I do? Oh, my God. What did I do?
Who did I offend?
What did I do? What did I send out?
Yeah.
What did I
send out?
Who did I follow?
Speaking of which, Mike, you have some explaining to
do. Oh, you've been on my Snapchat.
Yes, the explaining.
I don't remember you being my Snapchat friend, but sorry.
No, I know you found me out.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. Don't be my friend if you're not ready for that.
Yeah.
I've got a support group for people on Thursdays that
Snapchat
drunk post on social media.
The problem with Snapchat is you don't know what you sent. You're like, I get up in the morning, I'm like,
you get to watch it once.
It goes away, so you're like, I don't know what I did.
Hey, Mike,
I said?
I totally agree with your opinion that you just sent me, and you're like, fuck, what did I say?
What did I do?
If you don't post it to your story, you don't know.
Yeah. You're like, oh, Matt really liked what I said. What was it that I said?
No.
Damn it, I don't know
what
I said.
Yeah, he really liked that beer, but what beer was it?
Yeah, that beer, what was it? Well, cheers to everybody.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Cheers to you, sir.
Oh, wow.
No, that's here we go.
Quite gracious.
Oh, shut up, Matt. No cheers to you.
Except only, for Matt.
Only to Mike.
Yay, me.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me on, man.
Dust Bowl Brewing.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
All
by
over
the way.
The valley Dust in the Bowl. new Dust Bowl 2.0.
Yeah, Dust Bowl 2.0. And, get your deep. B by DP.
You can never have enough dusty bowls.
When is the
date? It's just getting uncomfortable here.
I know.
This has gone so far south.
Yeah.
When is the date for the
oh,
new
God,
place?
That's the million-dollar question.
What's the date?
If I had a dime.
God damn you, Mike, for asking
So we're going to be test brewing there in probably April. It's looking like within the next probably 3 weeks. Like we were talking about, it'll take a little bit of time to scale up to get the recipes dialed in. Probably sometime in early June, we'll have beer coming out of there and be open to the public.
Yay. So plan your summer trips accordingly.
So everybody, knock on my wood.
Everyone drive up 99, come to Turlock. Highway 99 is beautiful in July.
I think that's how the phrase works.
Gorgeous.
I'm pretty sure it's
there's that new, on my wood. That new section from Chowchilla to Merced's pretty nice. It's pretty nice.
Hey. Get the hell out of Fresno and go to Turlock.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Is there any chance Dust Bowl would open up a remote tap room in Fresno? I heard rumors of this one day, and then they went away.
It depends on how their distributor does.
Heard, yeah, you heard rumors probably because somebody was drunk and was talking.
Shut up! Shut up!
But our focus is on getting the new brewery open. We do still have the ability to open two more restaurants, and we probably will at some point.
Ooh. I just want those sliders. They're amazing.
But whether it's
local cities start vying for those two spots.
Yeah,
I'm advocating for Boston and somewhere in Florida, just because I don't get. I've never been to Boston, and I would love to have an excuse to go to Florida.
You know what?
It's just like Fresno.
Is that all it is? Yeah, like Fresno?
Just like Fresno.
All right, cool. Pull back.
Let's do just Fresno. Yeah, just
go all in on Kauai.
Oh, I love Kauai. There you go.
You guys should totally get into AT&T
Kanapali Plantation.
There you go.
Get into AT&T Park. That'd probably be the best thing for you.
Yeah, thanks, man. I've only talked with him for 2 years straight and gotten cock-blocked. But thanks for bringing up a real negative memory for me.
I will talk to him for you. All right. Because I have a Giants hat right now. So, all you
Giants fans, I want to go ahead and try and sell beer down in Dodger Stadium first.
Yes. Yeah. Get your Dodgers dog and then...
All right.
All
right. It's Christmas. It's almost Christmas time, folks, so we gotta go.
No! Stop it! I wanna keep talking!
PerfectBoardPod.com, PerfectBoardPod, Sunburst!
This is why you only let me on once a month.